Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Donnie Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Nicoleone.
Nicoleone, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that done? Is that done? Oh my God, that's her.
Creme de la creme, homie. Top shelf, you know.
I like my beat down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low. I like my top lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back. Hey, holla if you like your beat down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low. I like my top lit back, lit back.
I got that nigga. I'ma show this nigga what you do want to be. Set the whole block down. Here comes the trouble, homie. I'ma tell you how the king like to ride, homie.
I like my beat down low and my top set. Can't see me ride 24. Hey, stop, hey, holler at you like you're getting wood. And your top lit back if you're real sick. And your window fit like I like my beat down low and my top set. Can't you see me ride 24. Hey, stop, hey, holler at you like you're getting wood. And your top lit back. Nobody fucking with me, you can ask the real niggas and all the bad bitches. I'm a known drug dealer, I always had bitches. And the thugs and the killers was all in class with me. And since it's those 26s, watching some television. Shawty, I'm never slipping, got the Beretta and vision. And ready to pop me clippin', ready to get the trippin'. Ready to show these folks a celebrity pussy. With hell stolen automobile, the roof and the tag missing. The police is trying to pursue me, it's nothing but gas missing. Addicted to fast. Just from one of my dad's cheering. Think I'm bad now, you should've seen me before I had cheering. Your dick to your daddy, daughter, and dad, I had cheering. Hope you got some insurance, cause death I had to endure. Killer in Mississippi and driver ass in Missouri. Send my wet paint dripping while I'm with the grain dripping. I like my beat down low, and my top set. Can't see me ride 24. Hey, holla at you like you're getting wood. And your top set back if you're real sick. Filthy rich and we ain't worried about much. On this block got clutch, in God I trust. If a fuck nigga start, bet his heart I bust. Got your partners in the broad and your car fucked up. With your underestimation, thought a star wouldn't bust. I got the heart in the dust, on this perp I blow. Move 10 bricks daily, tryna twerk 5 more. See the Cadillac swerving down Hollywood Road. Up Flyersburg, Cali, fucking Hollywood home. On a pill and a half with my partner Young Joe.
Think you're trying to run up on me just to get it. You're clipping the chopper off, get your leg in the lead.
settle down, settle down. What a way to start the hump day off. Ain't that right, Doc? Yeah, you do it, boy. That exercise music there, boy. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicole Young Show. Please believe it. What the hell is that? Goddamn, you are super loud. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicole Young Show. Block down. That damn T.I. did do it, boy, right? Boy. All right, let's start over. Y'all want to start this shit over? All right, Don Nicole Young intro take about four. Phew. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show. BlogTalkRadio.com, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. WGAG Radio, Georgia Gossip. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all know how we do it, man. This is one of the realest motherfucking goddamn shows on the goddamn planet. Why is it the realest show, Don? Because I fucking said so, bitch. All right, anyway, but thank y'all, man, for tuning in. Shit, man, we got the news coming up, man. We got a lot of Democrats pissed off. I heard goddamn Michelle mama called my mama, and then my mama called me last night and said, goddamn, Obama was tripping. They said, goddamn, Obama a little pissed off about a little things. And then she told my mama, tell you what she told my mama. She told my mama, hold up, that's all in the news, man. Fuck, I get it to you now. She told my mama that this motherfucker, that Obama and them, y'all won't believe it. Bring your ears closer to the computer just in case y'all at work or something. Come closer. Come here. Just come a little closer. Just come a little closer real quick. I ain't bullshitting. Get closer because I'm going to say this shit real low. Goddamn. 2 days before, right? Like the day before yesterday type, 2 days before, she said that Obama was calling all the goddamn black radio stations, black media outlets, like he was fucking on the phone his damn self, calling, trying to get in a goddamn station and call in and talk to people, tell them how important for minorities to get out and vote. Then he ended up on the Michael Bazin show. You see what I'm saying? Hey, when last time y'all saw Obama? Answer that shit. But I ain't say nothing when my mama said that shit to me when she told me what Michelle's mama said, but goddamn it, I just thought I'd share that with all y'all real quick, you know what I'm saying? But that's what the fuck, you know, Michelle's mama told my mama, and I'm telling y'all motherfuckers. That's what that motherfucker did. Anyway, I got the news coming up next, man. Let's run it. Hold up, where's Jolie at? Jolie, you getting along? Oh, what up, y'all? I ain't even see y'all in the chat room. Hey, hi, little Pookie. Hey, Nene. All right, anyway, we'll be right back, man. I got the news coming up next, man. Shit, man, I'm feeling like T.I. today, man. T.I. doing his goddamn third day in goddamn jail, you know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Lil Wayne getting up out of that motherfucker, and Gucci Man got going in. This shit is goddamn crazy than a motherfucker, and Obama is about to get his ass kicked. The Red House done took over that motherfucker. Oh, Lord. And I got some exclusives, too, for y'all motherfuckers. But I ain't checked the news today, but I damn sure did the news this morning. How about that? I'll be right back, man, with the news. Oh, shit. Oh, hey, one time for Obama, man. One time for Obama. We ain't going to do a flashback this, man. It looks like the goddamn Republicans done already did one on that ass. But wait, man, we gonna put you like that shit, like my new attitude. Hey, man, hey, Barack, don't tell the motherfuckers how you do the damn thing.
I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. I brought you change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die, I'm the shit, that's what Michelle was. Secret Service, but I got my own attitude. See, Hillary, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in D.C. with them Senate House killers. Like a plain one, hood ass nigga. In the 6-4, bending corner, my nigga. Got a main bitch, got a mistress, a couple daughters, I'm so hood rich. My stock go hard, we be smoking. I pass bills, free, shorty, no joking. Hey, what I stand for? Change, nigga. I'ma die for this country, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where's your trap? You ain't hood, nigga. Keep the shit 300, put that shit on my hood. Crips fucking with me, G's in the Vice Lord. L.A.'s in the Miko, freestyle off the dome. President Barack a fuck a flame and fucking on. I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. Bringing change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die for this shit no matter what they say. Secret Service, but I got my own. The Oprah, that's my motherfucking nigga. We hang in the shower with them hit squad killers. Oprah fuck a flame, one hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending corners, my nigga. What's up, Prissy nigga? What's up, punk nigga? I got on that nigga, make your mama's mama get you. Hope you got your killers with you. Hope you got your niggas with you. Hope your goons riding with you. They gon' fucking miss you, nigga. Catch me in the hood. Eating barbecue. When my father died, I said fuck school. I put a nice suit on and got some marijuana. 8 years later, George Bush, mother got him. I run the military, nigga, if you want that beef. I give a long ass speech and put your ass to sleep. Shorty talk is cheap, so watch what you say. I'm the president of the fucking USA.
Hello?
I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. I brought you change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die for this shit no matter what they say. Front yard, broad day with the SK. See Michelle, that's my motherfucking nigga. We hang in D.C. with them CIA killers. Barack a fuck a flame one, hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending them corners, my nigga.
My nigga. Welcome back. Shit, y'all ain't ready for this real shit. Listen here, listen here, listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up. All right, here we go. I got the news coming up next, though. For those that are just tuning in, y'all missed the hot and juicy gossip. He fucked up. Shit. Got them guy here on time, boy. She got here on time. Shit. All right, listen. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, though, to the Donnie Corleone Show, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time is when we podcast live. Please believe it. WGAG-radio. That's Georgia Gossip, baby. Please believe it. You can Google that shit. All right. Anyway, moving right along, man, I got the news from my block to yours all around the world, back to my block. Yes, I do, Jesus. Yes, I do. One time for Nikki Love, too, man. Nikki Love about a Yoruba priest, an African Yoruba priest onto the show, her show, Last Shadow. And one time for Nikki Love. Give it up for Nikki Love. Big ups to all the Yoruba priests out there that's in attendance on the Donnie Corleone Show. You know what I'm saying? And but even though, you know, he didn't give us no rituals and shit, but goddammit, at least he showed up. Said he was going to be on the phone in Africa, but he chose to be on the Nikki Love Show. All right. Anyway, you know, I got to give respect where respect due. One time for Dots Files, man. He, you know, these people are really trying to do a blog talk. Everybody trying to get a little blog talk, radio show and all that good stuff. Great topics and all that good stuff. I want to commend everybody who mama told them they wasn't going to be shit, so they got a blog talk goddamn radio show. One time back. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right. Let me get back to the news real quick. All right, here we go, man. I'll do the most interesting news first. I know y'all expected me to talk about something else, but I'm not. 10-year-old gives birth in southern Spain. This news actually came in yesterday, okay? I got some Spaniards, friends of mine, asked me to goddamn Google that shit and look at it. A 10-year-old girl has given birth in southern Spain. I want y'all to listen real close if y'all ain't heard about this shit yet. Excuse me, I just woke up. A 10-year-old girl has 10-year-old girl has given birth in southern Spain, and authorities are evaluating whether to let her and her family retain custody of the baby. The official said yesterday, okay? The baby was born last week in the city of Jerez de la Frontera, said Micaela Navarra, the Andalusia region social affairs minister. Damn. That's why Spanish is important. That's why you won't get a job if you don't know these goddamn words now. Y'all got to know Spanish. Navarro told reporters the father of the baby is also a minor. Y'all heard that? 10-year-old gives birth. Father of the baby is also a minor. And both the mother and the baby were in good health. Her department declined to give details, including the sex of the baby, but said authorities do not consider this as a rape case and that is no criminal investigation, that there is no criminal investigation underway either. Under Spanish law now, having consensual sex with someone under age 13 is classified as child abuse, an official with the Spanish Justice Ministry in Madrid said, but this particular case is complicated by the fact that the father of the baby is also a minor and is not clear if he could be charged. Spanish newspaper said that the mother is of Romanian origin. The Daily Diario de Jerez reported the girl was already pregnant when she arrived in Spain, but did not say when she came to this country. So it's not clear if the father is in Spain or not, all right? Let me go to the chat room real quick and see if they got any shit to shed on this shit. Okay, they ain't even paying attention to this shit. Oh, Jolie said, how did authorities get involved if they can keep the child? Well, obviously, you can tell they had the babies in the manger or somewhere because, you know, it might be Jesus, Jose, Jesus, shit. I don't know. She had the baby in the hospital somewhere. Okay, Jolie, I'm not sure, man. I mean, you typing too fast and I'm thinking too slow on this situation. But here's the interesting thing about it. The interesting thing about it, here's something that we need to learn, that we just need to learn. We always got to learn from other motherfucker story. 10-year-old gives birth. Her and the baby is fucking healthy. The dude is a fucking child, his goddamn self. So that means what? What does that tell y'all as fucking scientists? Figure this shit out. That motherfucking, if your baby is on, it got her cycle at 10, more than likely, there's a nigga out there for her. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all remember that shit. Write that one down in your goddamn book and don't say Don didn't tell you shit. Don't think that the little boys all around the motherfucking world ain't her age ain't got the same thing, because when nature allows the little girl to get motherfucking, to be able to reproduce, she also allows the balancement of a young boy to be able to reproduce. Y'all remember that shit, all right? I just want y'all to fucking remember that shit. And now, y'all motherfuckers be saying, when is a good time to talk to your baby about sex? Y'all wait till the motherfucker goddamn hit middle school and goddamn high school and or college or after they get married to talk to them about goddamn sex. Y'all are the wrongest, dumbest ass motherfuckers I've ever seen before in my fucking life. You talk about sex as soon as your baby starts to motherfucking have the ability to reproduce. You have to start explaining that shit. And I say a year before you goddamn tell the motherfucker, a year before or right when. You got to, when it's time for manhood and womanhood with these babies, see, society done fucked our fucking minds up. And I'm going to say this shit, and I'm going to keep going to the goddamn news, but society done fucked our minds up because they tell us that our babies are not grown yet until the age of 18 as far as American society is concerned. No, nature deems when your baby is fucking grown. Wing, and when it's time to motherfucking teach your baby the next thing that it needs to motherfucking know based on its development. Y'all got to stop being parents and stop being motherfucking mind-fucking by the goddamn government and start to be scientists in your own motherfucking home and then figure out, goddamn it, it's time to motherfucking take the experiment to the next level. I got to explain to my baby what the fuck has to happen, if it happens, and when it happens, because this shit happens. You understand what I'm saying? Don't let society raise your motherfucking babies, y'all. God damn it. If that motherfucker got a goddamn cycle at the age of 10 or 11, or your son got goddamn sperm and shit at the age of motherfucking 8, motherfucker, sit that nigga down. Nature is saying your son is motherfucking ready, and you got to explain that shit to that motherfucker, like taking the goddamn trash out, like motherfucking cutting the goddamn grass, like cleaning up behind his goddamn self, like washing the motherfucking dishes. Teach that motherfucker the same goddamn shit in that goddamn manner. Shit. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Shit. Stop ignoring shit. Like, here's a pad, Jesse and Jessica and little Jesse. Hell, we'll wait till your daddy get home and tell you about your little self, about your little, you wetting on yourself when you wake up. We ain't got time for that bullshit. We got time for this bullshit. These children are not children. I don't give a fuck how the fuck y'all look at the little people. God damn it, nature is fucking y'all niggas up because y'all niggas is ignoring the way humans grow in nature. Because what the fuck society told you, motherfuckers? Y'all the dumbest niggas on the goddamn planet if you waiting to tell your baby about some shit and that motherfucker 10 years old with a goddamn cycle or got some nuts in his sack. Wake the fuck up. Shit, you don't let society tell you when to talk to your motherfucking baby. Your baby and nature are linked and designed as one to tell you when the fuck to educate they goddamn ass. All right. Had to put all that shit on record. All right, moving right along, goddammit. I had to tell y'all little motherfuckers, man. Y'all better become scientists and stop fucking around think y'all a goddamn parent or some boy, whatever the fuck that is. The fuck is a parent? Who the fuck created that goddamn word? You don't even get paid to be a motherfucking parent. But you damn sure get paid to be a scientist. All right, here we go. Moving right along, though. I just had to get that shit out of my goddamn system, boy. Y'all got to watch the handwriting on the motherfucking wall. Y'all got to watch the handwriting on the motherfucking wall. You know what I'm saying? Shit, then with some fucking foul shit, fucking jump off, you hurt. How the fuck you, what the fuck you mean you hurt? You ain't fucking educate your baby, bitch. Nigga, fucked around and set amongst a whole bunch of ignorant ass fucking say, when is a good time for us to talk to our babies about sex and shit? Well, you know, when they turn 18, shit. That's what society's saying. Society's because right then, you know, they incompetent, you know, if they under 18. So, you know, how the fuck is society going to tell you when your child going to grow up and become competent? Ain't that right, baby? Right. The fuck is you, are you mean the fuck, then if, I mean, and then let me tell you what's so fucked up about this shit. Because if a child is incompetent, according to society, and I don't know what goddamn laws y'all got all over the motherfucking world, though, but in the state of Georgia, it's goddamn 18. Your child is now officially able to make decisions without your bitch ass. So in their case, then, why the fuck are they trying these young babies under the age of 18 as adults? Which one is it, motherfucker? If it's incompetent before 18, nigga, send that little motherfucker to prison nursery, prison daycare. Let it get stuck around a whole bunch of blocks and playground sets, motherfucker. You know, torture that motherfucker with a goddamn 24-hour Sesame Street goddamn show or some shit, motherfucker. The fuck is you talking about? I hate this motherfucking country. I hate this fucking laws. I hate fucking humans. And I hate the motherfucking goddamn air these motherfuckers fucking up. Because now I hate the air because of them motherfuckers. This some bullshit. I don't like that shit, man. Shit. Obama, 08. All right, new study. Motherfuckers. Alright, here's another thing, man. I mean, what the fuck is this? Pissed off Wednesday? How the fuck I woke up pissed off? Shit. It must be a negative energy listening to my show right now. Just a negative energy. Okay. Alright, moving right along, though. New study reports that alcohol is more harmful than crack heroin. Nigga, huh? Did you hear that shit? Come here, Mr. I Know Everything. Bring your ass in. God damn it. This shit, new study reports. Now, they done already, this ain't no fucking new study. Y'all always gonna get alcohol credit over crack and heroin. Good God.
That's why they gave it to the Native Americans.
Shit. New study reports that alcohol is more harmful than crack heroin. Alcohol ranks most harmful amongst a list of 20 drugs. I hope this helped Jolie. Jolie was all on the crack shit about 3 days ago, wasn't she, baby? Oh, you was too. Be quiet. Shit. All y'all motherfucker was. Crack is killing everything. Yeah. Crack done fucked up my shit. Are you saying we should co-sign on crack? Yeah, not alcohol. How about that? Shit. Good God. All right. Baby, can I tell the news first? You can get your experience in a minute. New study report. Damn, did you drink any of my shit today?
No.
Did you smoke any of my shit today? All right. New study report. New study reports that alcohol is more. I told you today was Thursday, didn't I? Didn't I fucking tell you that shit?
Yeah.
If you listen to me, didn't I say that now?
Right.
Remember, because yesterday. No, today Thursday. They motherfucking Thursday. Remember yesterday I said today it must be Wednesday because it's hard getting over this hump today. I said, so the day is goddamn Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. That's why we all fresh. That's why we ain't, you know.
Yeah.
That energy yesterday was some foul energy, man.
Oh.
It was some foul energy all over the motherfucker. I mean, I felt that shit on Facebook. How the fuck you go on the website and feel some negative shit? Feel some interest, you know, I mean, for real. I mean, goddamn, I'm energy sensitive. Shit, y'all better read. Y'all better go back to Don Nicole on 2009 show where she give readers and then ask you for your name, for your fucking birthday or your what time you were born, goddamn it. Niggas, I was getting readers in the motherfucking chat room. I ain't got the... Okay, anyway, alcohol rank... Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm serious, man. It was some energy. But then I found out what it was because it hit me around after 4. And I remember it hit me after 4, a little Lion King girl, she passed today. And, you know, when something like that happens, when a child makes a transition like that, you know, like a major. I mean, because remember now, everybody know her, even though we didn't know her. She was worldly known. So it affects us in some way because, you know, she was very well known, even though we didn't know her. So we was getting the effects of people maybe in our town, people, you know, all over who knew, you know. I mean, that's how thought travels and thought tears up some shit, too.
Yeah, because it's raining out there.
And it's raining now. Okay, Doc, but is it raining over there on the other side of the goddamn country?
I don't know.
No. Alcohol ranks, come on, can I get through the news, man, so I can get these calls? Alcohol ranks most harmful amongst a list of 20 drugs beating out crack and heroin, according to the study released by British Medical Journal. All right? A panel of experts weighed the physical, psychological, and social problems caused by the drugs and determined that alcohol was the most harmful overall, according to an article on the study released by the Lancet Sunday. Excuse me. Using a new scale to evaluate harms to individuals. Did I use that shit right? Damn, my eyes just got blurry than a motherfucker. Using a new scale to evaluate harms to individual users and others, alcohol received a score of 72 on a scale of 1 to 100, the study says. That makes it almost 3 times as harmful as cocaine and tobacco, according to the article. You see how they keep saying according to the article now. Which is slated to be published on the Lancet website. Anyway, more on that, go to ICanSmokeAndDoCrackAllDayLong.com. As long as I don't drink alcohol, I'm okay. All right. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, in real estate school, you know, that was one thing that I realized that they actually made. It's against the law to discriminate against an alcoholic. Ain't that some shit? Alcoholic got rights, y'all motherfuckers. Y'all, and niggas still ain't got rights just to be black.
I tell you, this dude.
Okay, I got to do my news, though, baby.
Oh,
I don't want to hear about the dude. It's going to take you 10, 15 minutes to tell me about that dude. When you want to talk, you got to give me a heads up.
Okay, that's right.
Just playing. Yeah, submit your agendas. Submit your agendas. All right, on the other side of town, Lawrence Taylor back in court for the rape case. I don't know if y'all heard about it, though. But Lawrence Taylor is expected to be present today when prosecutors meet with attorneys for the former New York Giant as part of the process in the criminal case he faces. Taylor was charged with several counts, including statutory rape, after being arrested in a hotel in Suffern, New York, on May 6th. It was not immediately clear why the parties were appearing in court. Prosecutors allege he hired an underage girl to have sex with him. Taylor pleaded not guilty, and his attorney, Arthur Adala, has stated that they will fight the charges. And he also says the case is on track to go to trial in the spring. The hearing is taking place at the Rockland County Courthouse in the county where the arrest was made. If you are in New York, go on up there and check that shit out and report to me. Yeah, y'all go on up there. If y'all in New York, it's probably it's lunchtime now, but y'all can sneak back in with the crowd when they get back. All right? Damn. I mean, look how he got his head down just like a typical nigga slave, just like, yes, sir. Yes. Is he in jail? Is there ain't no jail suit, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say.
Jail got
bells and shit for these motherfuckers. Don't let the little black straps. All right, listen. God damn, Doc. What you drink today? You had some energy shit. You can't be fucking with that energy shit, man. You wasn't born on this.
I know. They say that you got to limit yourself to up to 400 milligrams a day of caffeine if you're going to deal with it.
All right, anyway, but, you know, it's, wow, you know, Lawrence Taylor, you know, well, you know, underage girl for sex, man. When I first read this story, heard about it, I just said, you know, another black man set up, penis envy. You know, the nigga came on Dancing with the Stars and danced with the stars. I mean, shit, I mean, we yeah, he was going to dance with the stars with a little tweety, a little fruity booty ass. He with a little fucking little earring and shit, little Moorish earring and shit.
That's LT.
LT is a motherfucking tutti frutti. Nah, I'm just saying though. But you know, I mean, come on, y'all. I don't think all niggas is gonna be paying. I mean, I just don't see it like that all the goddamn time. We got, I don't trust these motherfuckers, man. Y'all know it's a setup waiting to goddamn happen. I'm just saying it's a setup waiting to goddamn happen. And goddamn right now, you don't even motherfucking know goddamn who underage. All of them look goddamn older than us. So, shit, man, it ain't our fault, man. I need to be your lawyer, me and Jolie. Jolie, I listened to the goddamn Seti show this morning. I listened to the Seti show this morning. And goddamn, I said, goddamn, Jolie is a fucking prosecutor. Girl, that's your calling. You called in to get a psychic reading on another goddamn show. Girl, you goddamn is a prosecutor. You need to go to law school, baby. They would love to have Joe. Jolie is a fucking prosecutor, man. Y'all, I'm working on snitting, cutting in some of this shit. I'll play it tomorrow in the New Day and let y'all hear Jolie prosecute that ass. Shit. She was good at it, too, man. Shit, she's a great prosecutor, man. Great prosecutor, man. Big ups to Jolie Ali. And you can tell she is because I put in the chat room on Nikki Love's show that the Quran said we would gather the guilty blue-eyed. That bitch came out of nowhere and said, Don, where is that at in the Quran? Where is that at? In the Allah book? All right, anyway, we already got that. You late. I done took care of that. So, Jolie, look on my page, though. It's Surah chapter 20, some old shit, verse 120. All right, anyway, all right, let's keep it pushing. All right, I see y'all hands. Give me one first. I got one more news to take care of. I ain't talking about that fucking government election bullshit. Fuck all that. All right, on the other side of town, Gucci Mane is arrested and pepper sprayed. All right, Gucci. Rapper Gucci Mane has been arrested for myriad. I know that fucking word, nigga. Why you always think black women don't know what the fuck they be reading all the goddamn time? Why black men always be littling women? That's the topic for today's show. Rapper Gucci Mane has been arrested for myriad. I'm just bullshit. infractions and had to be restrained with pepper spray, according to the published reports. Gucci real name Radrick Davis is charged with driving on the wrong side of the road, running a red light or stop sign, damage to government property, obstruction, no license, no proof of insurance, and other traffic charges. Atlanta police spokesman Curtis Davenport told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Furthermore, the report says Gucci had to be subdued by police with pepper spray. The rapper was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital for a medical checkup. From there, he is expected to be moved to Fulton County. Gucci Mane was just released from Fulton County Jail in May for violating parole. God damn. Jesus Christ, Mikey. Did these niggas got a monkey on their back? I didn't like Gucci Mane anyway. Some of y'all motherfuckers need to stay y'all ass in that bitch. Don't let that monkey out ever again. Give him a mic in the fucking jail. Let him build his career right in that motherfucker. Let him stay right in that motherfucker. I do not like that motherfucker. He is a demon, Lord. He's a demon. Do not like him and ugly. Just and fucking nasty looking, just full and disrespectful to the women. Y'all see him punch that girl in her goddamn face? That motherfucker need every karma. Get that nigga, get that ass. And then, and you know, I got people in prison listening to my show. And y'all get that motherfucker when he come in. That motherfucker beat the shit out that motherfucker for hitting a woman. No, that yeah. No, come on, man. Goddamn, you just got wind of YouTube. Everything got to be on YouTube, don't it now? Oh, speaking of YouTube, no, I'm just kidding. All right, now Lil Wayne is about to be released from jail, I think, today, if I'm not and so, if it ain't YouTube, it's goddamn Googles with niggas, ain't it? So you can Google that shit. That's where the proof at. Is it on YouTube, too? If that shit ain't on YouTube, nigga, I don't believe that shit. Nigga, just Google the shit, nigga. Nah, nigga, I won't see that shit on YouTube. All right, anyway, Hello, I got one more real quick. Interesting. Wait, I got to find this shit real quick. Damn. Okay, here it is. All right, here we go. Now, interesting enough that Lil Wayne, see, Doc, I've already been programmed. See, they put a chip in my head every time before I get ready to go to the show, okay? You know what I'm saying? The same way they get you ready to help the sick people with your profession. They already programmed me and let me know what everything I got to goddamn say before I say it. So I have to go back in my files and rewind this shit, because then you fuck it up. You scratch the record.
Oh, by bumping the table.
By bumping the table. There you go. And, we can't drink the same shit no more in the morning, boy. It ain't going to work, boy. So it ain't going to work. All right, I got something for y'all. But Lil Wayne is getting out of jail, and guess who want to make a statement about Lil Wayne? Give me 1 second. I'm going to load that bitch up. Then I'm going to the call lines. Matter of fact, anybody want in on our conversation, call in 347-884-9239. I'm saying I just want to put that on record. Call in and let's chop it up, goddammit. Why is this QuickTime shit popping up? I'm trying to get it, y'all. Okay, here it is, right here. Hold up. Guess who made a statement? Bill Clinton is excited for Lil Wayne's prison release this week, and we have the audio clip right in front of us.
President Clinton on the phone with Kiss Morning Freak Show, Mikey and Big Bob.
Hello.
Now, I also got to ask you, because this is kind of happening soon, within the next few days, how excited are you for rapper Lil Wayne to get out of jail this week?
I tell you what I think about that. I know this is kind of a funny question for you to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, my daughter introduced me to rap and hip-hop music after I said some things she thought were not very smart. She said, Dad, you need to listen. A lot of these people are smart. This guy's smart, and he's got ability, and he's got a new chance now. And what I hope is that it's not just something to brand him as a cool guy, but that it'll never happen again to him. I think a lot of these people, they don't get successful in that just like any other area of life. by being really dumb. They're really smart, but a lot of them have had tough lives, and they almost think it's cool to get in trouble every now and then, or they don't know how to stay out. What I hope will happen is that he has a good life now.
We get the McRib sandwich and Little Wayne all in 1 week and the election.
Yeah, that'll be pretty good for people that like both.
Well, that's your goddamn, hey. Bill Clinton was the closest black president we've had since Abraham Lincoln. Oh, that's interesting. You know, and let me put this on record. You think we should say his name? Dr. York said that Bill Clinton is the one that started the war on hip-hop. I know, I'm sure that was after his daughter got turned out to it. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Because remember now they started realizing that their children was listening to the shit. You know? Shit, we got to look at the pattern. You know? I mean, it makes sense. He said his daughter turned him on to it, and then he wanted to motherfucking kill all the goddamn rappers and shit. But, well, you know, I mean, I think this, because I'm going to tell you what I've been dealing with for a minute, okay? I don't know how many, you know, Cosmosans that's in attendance today, and y'all know if I'm saying Cosmosans, then y'all know who y'all are, if y'all are here on the Donna Colleon show today. But I remember that he did say that there will be, you know, everybody in every race assisting us, you know, to help clean up and get us where we're supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, he was like that, the Caucasians were also, I mean, you got some Aldebarans or whatever, Ashtar Command, it's some Caucasians that's going to get on the goddamn alien ship too. You know, just to get this particular thing out of our system of hate and race, you know, issues. But there are some motherfuckers that really is caring in every race. You know what I'm saying? You had that balancement. But anyway, so Clinton is the Antichrist. Pritch, and so we are Antichrists. We are certainly we are Antichrists. All right, let me go to the phone line. But that was the news, y'all. I'm sorry it took me an hour to motherfucker tell the goddamn news because me and my nigga Shanna Cup. Had I not a sneeze. All right, anyway, 347-530, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to the Donna Colleon Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? 347-530. Okay, we'll get him a minute. But I got to keep it pushing. Y'all please put your hands together. Y'all heard him before on Def Comedy Jam. Y'all seen him on Comedy Central. And also had his own special on HBO. Put your hands together for the one and only Babylon Dunn. Hey, what's good, baby? Talk to me.
Number that knowledge that you dropped yesterday and every day. And I'm loving it. I wish I could have heard that thing between Jolie, the prosecutor. I know that shit hot.
No, you were there. That was on the show, the Sarah Sunsetti, roundtable discussion we had. I listened to it this morning about 6 this morning.
Okay, I thought you said she was on his show this morning.
Oh, no. I said I listened to the show this morning.
Oh, your show. That's right.
Yeah, the show all of us did, you know, the round table discussion. And Jolie is she's powerful.
I know.
You know? I mean, she needs that's her calling off the fucking rip.
That's why I just tell her I agree with her ass from the start. Then I say what I say.
That's Jolie calling, boy. That's Jolie calling, boy. I'm telling you, she damn good, man. She good. All right, so what you got for us, man? I mean, is there any news topic or anything or whatever you want to build with today? Because I've said my piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, every damn day. Just, you know, just make sure that we protect our children. This is what I want to talk to you about. That secret shit coming back up. You remember that show called The Secret, that little shit they had?
With Oprah and all them motherfuckers.
Yeah, The Power of Attraction, The Secret, all that shit.
Yeah. The shit they stole from Dr. York. Everybody stole everything from Dr. York, didn't
I agree.
We just throw that shit
listen
from out
the yard. Shit, back up and piss me off. People think they sit around a fucking idol or a fucking and it's gonna come.
I can't hear you, baby. Your phone breaking up.
I said this shit pissed me off because these people think they gonna fucking sit around and idol worship a fucking car in their hands.
Uh-huh.
They think they're just gonna attract the fucking car. That ain't
a
that
what?
Ain't the power of attract. Huh?
What are you saying? Damn, I'm lost.
You're not done.
From the idol worship.
Can you not done?
They can attract a car to them.
Oh, that's what happened to Jolie. And myself, you know that's
I mean,
for real. The mind is fucking powerful. That is true.
I was
striving to tell my story how I altered my mom's life just by changing it and minding it, and making it right. And me and Jolie was talking at the same time during the SETI roundtable discussion, and she was saying that she willed a car to her. So
yeah.
I don't think it's bad. You know, I think it's great when we master mind power. You know, I think it's wonderful.
I think you're missing my point though. I'm saying that
it's
bullshit. You can't hear me?
I can hear you, baby.
Oh, okay, I'm saying I think it's bullshit because don't nobody really tell you how attraction works. They'll tell you you can use the law of attraction. You can think about some of your mind going manifested in bullshit. But what exactly is the fuck is attraction? What exactly is visualization? What exactly is realization and materialization? Nobody that you talk to don't never explain to you exactly what the fuck it is. They'll tell you about the law of attraction and that you can use it, but they don't tell you what the hell it is. And if you don't have knowledge of what or why or how or when or where and all this shit, then it ain't doing you no good. The person just idol worshiping. Now, on your case and Jolie's case, people that started to grow their minds and shit, it's affected. I can see that. But I'm
I mean, and we have no knowledge of how it particular work. It's just that we know that we have the power. Like, we're not acknowledging our hands and trying to figure out how we able to pick up something at times. But even though they told us that our brain sends the signals and all that shit in the nerves and give us the reaction or the reflexes to do it. But, hell, and once we figured out, I mean, we didn't even know it by reading a book. Joey ain't read no goddamn book on how to get a car in 7 days just by using your head. We didn't Google that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I don't think that no one can actually, even if they told you, niggas still would think it's insane because you got some spooked out motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You got some really spooked out motherfuckers, even if you tell them you can use your mind. And I don't give a fuck about that secret shit, but, you know, I don't give a fuck about that shit, but I know that we're nine minds. I know
I
understand what you're saying, that it's going to appear to look like it's idol worship, but to me it's not, because we are willing in that which what we need, whether it's good or bad. We do it fucking way. You know what I'm saying? The only thing, the most important thing about how this shit works, whether you idolize it or not, is that don't fucking mind your mind, and that puts you in a goddamn deeper spell or a deeper slump, because you still got to fight the principalities of darkness and other thoughts that come in that might say that shit ain't gonna work after you've sent your mind out to do a thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got the mind book, and you know, and he didn't have to explain it, you know, on how the laws of cause and effect of the laws of relativity or the laws of attraction work. But when that motherfucker said we walk past a goddamn bakery every fucking day and notice a goddamn cake in the window and we go in and get that cake and it tastes so fucking good, so the next day we take that same stride and we want that cake taste again and again and again and again, and we keep eating because we keep wanting that same fucking thing. So it's no, but that's a person that is unconscious that realized that they acted on, this cake is delicious, I want another piece, next time I'm going to go back. But that's a little bit different. It's showing you how your mind will lead you to something, whether it is good or bad, but He took us out of letting your mind lead you to you leading your mind to where it needs to go for you and your family, your beehive, or somebody on the other side of the fucking world. All you got to do is tell your mind to go heal them. Tell your mind that God loves them. I mean, send whatever the fuck out. Who gives a fuck whether or not how it's done, long as that is done? Like, do we really need, next thing you know, niggas going to be so fucking knowledgeable on how it works. So when a real-life motherfucker steps amongst them and say, I ain't read none of that shit, and I'm going to tell you that shit worked. No, the fuck it didn't. Because the book right here says that the only way you can obtain fucking substance if you motherfucking go through 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you ain't read that book, motherfucker, you a goddamn lie. You ain't finna get me to believe that you willed a car in your existence. Because the book says that shit don't happen that way. Yeah, you won't need anything. Yeah. I mean, that's true. Okay, good job, baby. Good job. High five. Babylon, you heard him. High five. We got to give Doc high five sometime. You feel what I'm saying, Babylon? Oh, how the hell your mic get cut off, babe? I thought I was talking about, I thought I was building with you. You back on. Hold on.
But you can't hear me.
Yeah.
I can hear you, though, but you can't hear me.
Okay, good. You must have hung up.
I think so. I think my phone hung up, but my shit just came right back on, Don. They got me on the loop right here.
How about that? That's the power of the mind, because, see, I still knew that you was still with me. You see what I'm saying?
I'm right here.
You see what I'm saying? I was out of worshiping you. Just
bullshit. Hey, Don, but listen, now. I'm saying, when you come
hold on,
from,
let me put two more people on, and I'll let you have it. Let me bring them on first, okay. And then you can tell me what you're saying. Tell us what you're saying. 925-684- 925-684, calling you on the Don DeColeon show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Rich Cannon. What's up?
Rich Cannon, welcome. Okay, give us a minute real quick. Go ahead, Babylon, then I'll let you get a shot, a bill with us, Rich, on this.
Right.
Well, I'm saying, though, Don, is, you know, now, some people got so much fucking knowledge and so much common sense, and you one of them. Till you can make even knowledge seem stupid. But that ain't how shit goes.
I can make, if Dr. York said he can make Nuwabu look like the fucking Bible and tear that shit apart, then you already know what we can do with everything else.
That's right. So I'm saying, though, Don, that I'm just saying, if people going to really look into how a thing works and you're going to put your family in the way of this shit and you're going to use it in order to attract shit, I think it's more to it than just, I know this shit work, and it worked for me. I mean, I know this shit work, you know. Like, yeah, you said earlier.
Well, you know why? That's the same thing that Dr. I'm sorry.
You said earlier, nobody can explain how attraction work. But that's what they said on the fucking video. I heard that too. Like, he said, don't nobody know what the fuck electricity is and how electricity works. So they use it every day. So why don't they use the power of attraction? Really? You know, he just fucking said what attraction is. Attraction is basically electricity or electromagnetism. In order to attract something, you got to have a fucking magnet. You got to be magnetic. You got to have some type of static, which is static electricity. And once you get static, you get electricity. And once you get electricity, you get electromagnetism. And once you got that, you got fucking attraction. So that's the science of that shit. But I'm just saying, on a layman level, people should know this shit ain't no deeper than, like you said the other day, as a man thinketh, so shall it be, or so is he. That's all the fucking secret is. Jesus told the lady in Matthew 15:24, you mentioned this the other day, the one that he called a Canaanite, the one he called a dog. He said, when she said, but even
as great as thy faith, your daughter shall be saved. It was up to her.
Great as your faith. So that's
felt.
The same shit as that. That's the same shit as the secret. That shit ain't never. Hope, faith, dreaming, fucking beliefs.
That's not true, though. That's not true. You're looking at the secret as if that was the foundation of nine mind. You're looking at these crackers.
Without the facts, you're stupid.
Have you read the?
How about what, Don?
Keep talking. I'm sneezing.
Oh, okay. May the Most High bless you. I knew y'all would cook. Anyway, I was just saying that, you know.
Little fairy flew in my nose, a little fairy. One of them little incubus, little fairy creatures.
That's right.
Flew in my nose, man, and tickled my nose hair.
I don't know what I'm missing here or what I'm not telling you.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Okay,
I know what you're saying.
It's like saying the preachers are saying all you got to do is come to the altar. Everything is at the table.
Damn,
everything is at the
bullshit.
Table. But not fucking
ain't
telling you.
Me to no fucking table. You gonna give me the underground knowledge so I can know why I'm at the motherfucking table.
Okay, but here's the difference. Okay, here's the difference. The fourth revelations. AEO revelations talk about the mind. You understand? Talks about the mind. And remember, you know, and I quote what he said, the only reason why you poor is because you don't want to be rich. How do you become rich? By simply uttering it that you are rich, and rich will come to you. These are simple principles. We don't need a bunch of book writers to explain how is this principle actually done for a motherfucker that you can think yourself out of a rut and be out of it.
I mean,
it's all about mind changing. What they did, what these crackers did in the name of the secret is took our secrets and shared it or took it and gave it to their people. When we want to give it to our people, those that do not understand or that may have, and see, what's funny is we've never read a book on how the mind works. We as the average motherfucker you see on the bus. But I tell you, if you sit with them motherfuckers and you'll tell them, you can tell that your mind is so powerful because you can think of a motherfucker, a person, and they will call you. That's still laws of attraction.
I agree.
Is
I'm
it not?
Friend.
Okay.
I agree. People
use that
shit every
day. I don't want you
don't
to get caught up
it.
On these crackers, though. But, you know, I don't want you to get caught up on the fact that these niggas, these crackers are using the secret for their benefit. And then if niggas get a hold to it, they're going to be idol worshiping. I mean, we are in the fourth plane. Some
and
of us got there
that.
Before the transition was made because we was raised up ahead of time, ahead of their time, even ahead of Earth's time when she made her transition to the fourth mental plane, to the fourth mental dimension. So, you know, we were already tapping into that shit. If I ask Jolie what year, what day did she will, when she said she, you know, she willed the car, when, how long did it take for the car to get there? You're talking about a woman, according to Jolie, that, and I mean, we are powerful. La ilaha illaha. You're talking about a woman, according to Jolie, that she didn't have a job.
Yeah.
She didn't have money coming in, but still got what the fuck she want. So you know what that means? That breaks the spell of the money system.
Okay, let me check it this way then. Let me say it this way. Instead of saying that the shit don't work, I say it this way. I say it's certain formulas that can be given to people on a layman type level, a simple level, not no fucking book, a simple 1, 2, 3, like you said earlier, where people can start to see how to use this shit for their benefit other than just for material gain, other than just for hoping and wishing. I'm saying that there's certain formulas. Like you said, most of us didn't read books on the mind, but those that did, can understand how the conscious and subconscious
yeah,
work.
That's right, and that's the only thing, and that's the only thing y'all can fucking understand. Y'all can't understand a girl who never clocked in, who don't know where the fuck her next money is coming from, can bring a car right into her existence. But y'all can read a book on it. Y'all can break it down, but y'all can't live it vivid.
I done fucking did it, man. Because it's on the shoulders. So what you're saying, I guess what I'm saying is, if you people want to know.
You're saying use it for something better. Use it for something
great.
No,
I ain't even saying, I don't give a damn what they use. Really,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's their own business. I'm just saying that it's nothing than what you done heard, nothing than what practice put on TV. I'm just talking about what they got on TV. That secret, that show the secret. I'm just saying it's other shit that you can do. It's ways of understanding it. It's more knowledge than just understand. You don't know how to fucking work. It's deep. It's a bad science. And I'm on the phone saying, shit ain't.
Wait, baby,
you,
your phone breaking up. Uh-huh.
You talking about understanding mind. that the word that come along with attraction. See, is it correct? That's right, right? They say attraction and visualization.
You was breaking up. You was breaking up. Say it again.
Okay, they say attraction and visualization.
Right.
Basically, that attraction is the part. Basically, the attraction is about visualization.
You're still breaking up. The attraction is the laws of what? Visualization?
Attraction.
This ain't Babylon. We can't hear you. Everybody's saying repeat it, and you're breaking up. And I know you are. I can't. We can't hear you.
Damn. Okay.
You said damn. I heard that.
Done. I said attraction is ruled by visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Attraction is ruled. The ultimate power to the power of attraction is visualization. Observe it. The reason why I say this, one of the reasons why I say this is that people could go on the internet and they could look at how a particle works and how a wave works. Now, this ain't going to get too deep. Just let me finish. If you look at a particle goes through one slit and make one line. If you look at it again, it goes through two slits. But some particles act like waves. So they notice that when we look at the particle, it do different shit. Our observance of the particle control the particle and make it do different shit. Just by us looking at a fucking thing.
Okay, let's do it this way.
Okay,
now I got somebody in the chat room, okay? Queen Afami says, whether you know the science or not, you can manifest shit yourself.
I agree with that,
man. Whether you know it or not.
All you're doing is giving people keys. We beyond that. I understand that if you don't got the science, if you don't know how hot water works, you go in there and turn on hot water, you're going to still get fucking hot water.
Exactly.
I understand that. I fucking understand that. So what I'm saying is, listen to me now. So listen, if our observance affects
and wait, Magical Candle says, we're going to add to it, okay? Magical Candle also says that it works. You have to gather up an energy / feeling and stay in that feeling of having already what you wanted. Okay, now go. I mean, these are just simple things, you know. We don't want to get so intricate in trying to figure out how all this shit works, but we know that the mind is infinite. The mind can go places where you can't go and bring that shit that you are sending it to, bring it forward to you, which is the mind of attraction.
Okay, but still, I'm still going to give the people the secret. So then you say visualization and observance affects what the fucking attraction is or what we attract. So more so than thinking about it, what I'm telling you is just as powerful as thinking about it is actually seeing the goddamn thing. Because when you look at or observe something, you affect it. So I'm saying that if only thing attraction is particles and waves, and that's all you're doing, attracting waves and particles towards you, then if that's affected by the visual, and if you read the holographic mind and know how the eye works, AEO, then you'll understand what I'm talking about the eye and using your eye to affect things. Using your eye, your observance of a thing affect that thing. And by you visualizing it, you're right that it's attracted to you, but it's more so through the eye and understanding what the eye does to a thing. Did that make sense? That's simple enough? I try to keep it simple as possible.
Yeah. I understand it. And it was very simple as possible, yet intricate, what you spoke on.
Yeah, I mean, if you take word, deed, and thought, that's 1, 2, 3. But beyond that is what people don't know. If you take action, purpose, and intentions, 1, 2, 3. But beyond that, people don't know. So you keep yelling, we fourth dimension, but if you don't know what the hell the fourth dimension, even nothing about them, I'm talking about no observance.
The fourth dimension is, we already know. I mean, shit. I'm not saying that the nigga next door may not know it, but if I sit down and have a conversation of how you are already in the fourth mental plane, it's because, I mean, we've all had it, no matter what color we are, no matter how old we are, how ugly we are, how foul we are, how perfect we are. One thing everybody on this motherfucking planet can testify to is that they thought of something and it happened. That lets you know that your mind is powerful. That lets you know that your mind can attract that which what you was thinking about. So if you think negative, your mind is going to bring that negative shit to you. If you think positive, the mind is going to bring that to you. If you think of a place, that mind is going to put you there. If you think of a person, that mind is going to bring them to you. And if you think of a thing, that mind is going to bring that to you.
Agreed. I agree.
So how did all this so what's the, you know, what was your base again? What was this
for? I said my point was to make people realize that when these people are talking about attraction, that they really talk about seeing and looking. Everything you want to do.
They talking about what? Because I can't hear you.
Seeing, visualization, seeing.
Right,
observing.
Using your first eye, yes.
Yes. So then when you talk about attraction, that's what you talk about. It's basically visualization. And so built around that you didn't in the past, things that you didn't see.
Yes, because you can think about somebody in your past, and then that means that your mind eye is showing you glimpses and pictures of the time you was with that person or something that they said, and eventually they show up in your present.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all visualization. It's all visualizing.
Another key. Another. I heard the brother mention feelings. You said on the internet about feelings, and that's the point, because the feelings is what's called a tide and the ebb and the flow, but also it's a thing called inspiration that comes before you even get to the point of attracting anything. It's called inspiration, and once the person is inspired to do something,
okay,
then the person can start to utilize it and they can realize it. But it doesn't. I was just trying to make the point that it's bullshit just to sit around and tell people. But I mean, some people think it's productive and helpful. But I feel that's just my standpoint.
Yeah,
if they ain't got facts and numbers behind it, I don't feel like it's effective.
I'm sorry.
I don't feel like if it's got no knowledge and facts behind it, or we can't fucking prove it, or we ain't got no fucking.
We don't have to prove it. It's just a fact.
We,
who are we going to prove it to? You know what I'm saying? I mean, who are
we
going to? What's the point? Like, you know, and remember, you know, like the chief said, you know, you may, you know, you have the right to not believe that this happened when I said it was going to happen and what I bought in and didn't have to, you know, do much, but they made a way so it can happen. You may not believe it, you know what I'm saying, but it's somebody else's reality. So why would we spend our time trying to prove to a motherfucker that...
That ain't what I said, though. You done turned it around. Now you talking
you're
about...
You're right. I mean, Brandon Smurf, a damn fucking distracted me, Babylon. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to everything. It ain't my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm talking about, I ain't motherfucker, you know I'm beyond that. We ain't got time for that shit. I'm talking about proof. I'm talking about proof positive, proof perfect, like proof in you, like something you can control, something that don't happen on occasion, not no shit that happened by happenstance, some shit that you making happen, some shit that you're in control of attraction working. Is that
okay, let's talk about this.
Then
okay, let's build on that. I'm with you. Can we both agree or disagree, you can disagree on this or not, that it is mental first and physical second?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Things.
So yeah, exactly. It's mental first and physical second. So anything that is perceived mentally, and we know we're still on the eyes of attraction, is going to happen physically.
Yeah.
Okay,
I agree.
Good.
Not everything mental, though. Now, watch this now. Everything mental. We just going to follow this little path. Everything mental is growing in the submental first, correct? Everything mental, before something reach your conscious, is growing in the subconscious. Everything grown sub first.
And then we find out that the
ground
plane is underneath our chin, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and that's cool, but it's underneath. You put a seed in the ground.
I mean,
everything
it's
grows
in
up.
Our chin, not underneath. Ain't nothing underneath our chin, but go ahead.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? I'm saying that that just like you say, I'm saying the same thing you're saying. If everything grows, if thoughts become things, then what are thoughts before they become thoughts? Then see, then only thing you got to do is get out a fucking name, and then that thing exists, Don DeColeo.
whatever right. you want to fucking call it. I can't call it for you because so many people got so much shit that they call it. So then we'll just call it the submental or subconscious. Or the mental reservoir, whatever the fuck a nigga want to call it, we just name it and it's there. Just like the secret. If we put the in front of something, it already exists. We say the president and he a fucking president. We say the cake and it's a fucking cake. The car and it's a fucking car.
Yep, or we say I don't have shit and you don't have shit.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole thing about it is the point of why you know, first of all, you know, even though they're not giving, let's say the Caucasians on this secret shit is not giving, like what you mentioned about, you know, how to, you know, to break it down or to try to figure out, you know, or give us the science behind the laws of attraction and all of that shit. Who got time for that? But mind you, they are focused on giving their people or anybody else that will listen to them the ability to change their current situation just by visualizing it and saying something and it'll happen. Seeing it and it'll happen. So who wants to be intricate in this shit? Who wants to be specific? Who wants the goddamn dynamics of the underground knowledge of how the shit works other than just motherfucking being able to control your mind and allowing your mind to be you, to be your servant, a slave or a servant willing to serve you? Like, and then the question would be asked from somebody that's very, you know, knowledgeable that wants to know the formula on that. Well, how the fuck do you make a goddamn, your mind serve you? How's that going to work? And where is your mind? It ain't nowhere on your body. Shit like that. I mean, the point of it is that, again, you know, you can motherfucking just say, you can think a thing, think an object or think an idea and it'll manifest.
People show
it to me. Where's your proof? Me, let me tell you something, what's going on. Now niggas want to debate about, now niggas want to debate about the motherfucking mind and how the fuck that shit works. Now motherfuckers want to debate about, prove that shit that you motherfucking wheeled a goddamn car. But you did have to go to a car dealership and sign for the papers, didn't you? So you did it all physically.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
but
just like,
I'm,
you know, you feel me what I'm saying? Like, everybody just, yeah. you know, just don't understand that, man, when you don't have shit, Christians call it miracles when that shit manifests. Smart motherfuckers call it, that's a damn lie. Because it couldn't have been a miracle because you had to get in the car, catch the bus to a car dealership, choose the car that you motherfucking wanted, tell the motherfucker this is what you want, then sign the papers for it, go to DMV, get the fucking license plates for it, go get insurance. So, motherfucker, you did all this shit on the physical plane. But they forget that the physical is second and the mental is first.
Right.
Just because you don't have what you need right now, all you got to say is that you have it, then you will get it. That's the difference. That's the difference. And now, mind you, I said all you got to say is that you have it, then you get it. You don't say you want it because you'll never get it. You say you have it, then you will get it. That's how the mind works.
I agree, Don.
Now, the chief taught us the dynamo effect, and that's what we call the dynamo effect. We have to dynamo shit. We have to blow that shit up. Most people would consider it lying. I don't give a fuck, but I'm striving to conjure up and make some motherfucking shit exist in my life, so I'm going to tell you I got it. And if you come in asking me where the fuck is that and you don't see it today and you go out and tell everybody I'm a fucking liar, so what? But watch my motherfucking goddamn spell come into existence. I don't give a fuck. Call me a liar all day long, motherfucker. Yes, I got it. Now what? I got it. Yes, I do. Were you looking for it? You ain't gonna find it here. Get your fucking ass out. I mean, you feel me what I'm saying? It's called the dynamo. Dynamo. Domino is different. I said dynamo. He said, what do you do with dynamo? You blow it up, don't you? So it's called the dynamo effect. The dynamo, y'all. Dynamite. Blow that shit up. Don't say that you want it. Say that you got it. And let motherfuckers think you crazy. Who gives a fuck? But you don't want to curse yourself. You want to say you got it. Therefore, you will have it. I know a lot of motherfuckers that want a lot of shit. And they still don't have it to this day because they're not saying that they got it. You, when you say you got it, that means mentally you got it and physically you got it. Damn, what Babylon? Oh, he hung up again. You there? Babylon, you there? Anyway, Black Awareness says, Don, your mental is what gives one purpose to achieve what you want. Your mental only controls actions. Because you think, it does not mean it will manifest. That's not fucking true, my nigga. What you want, because first of all, where did the thought come from anyway? Anywhere. Well, I mean, anyway, where did the thought come from? So because that thought exists, that means the physical will exist. You feel me what I'm saying? If you didn't have a thought, then you don't have an action. But if you have a thought, then you have an action. That's what I'm saying, baby. I just say people just, damn, what Babylon? I just say people just need to control they motherfucking, just learn to mind your mind for the Jews of your soul. This is a simple principle. You know, we don't have to get intricate, you know, on what the fuck did Dr. York mean and why did he never explain what the fuck, mind your mind for the Jews of your soul. What the fuck, what do you mean? Like, we got to get a shovel, we got to put on a goddamn steel-toe boots and a light cap hat and all that shit and like the miners and kill it? I mean, how the fuck is we going to get this shit? Babylon, you. Okay, Babylon, you back on. Thank you so much.
I'm still here, man.
Okay, let me put 901 on with us. 901-789, your mic is open. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? It's Paris Teal.
Paris Teal. How you doing, Perry?
I'm recuperating.
Hey, Babylon, you remember Perry, don't you?
No. Where are you from?
Remember you and Perry had a discussion a while ago on the show. Y'all debated for a minute, and then y'all ended up, like, you know, agreeing. That shit was a beautiful moment in time, I swear. You remember Perry, the old man?
Yeah, too intelligent.
The old man, Moses, Moses' daddy. That's Perry.
What?
Okay.
That old.
Let me see if 347 ready. 347-530, your hand is up. You want in on this?
I just called in, check in with you, just to say hi.
Who said that? You, Perry?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you came on through. All praises for the Most High Highest for your visit. We're talking about how the mind works, Perry.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if you think of a thing, if you think of something, it will happen. Have that ever happened to you?
Oh, hell no.
Be quiet. Brainy.
No. You know, they got that big lie going, talking about you can be anything you want to be. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Well, I guess I must have had a brain stroke last night then, didn't I? Because I sure wanted to be a congressman. And I put my mind to it. It didn't happen. You know, so, hey, I just don't believe it anymore. I've got just too much evidence in my life and time. With things that I've put my mind to and that I've actually struggled to be, only
well,
to
it
end
did
up
happen.
Form.
That's the only thing, you know. It did happen.
In my dreams.
Okay.
It happened in my dreams.
So but see, Don, not Don. You done ran into a skeptic, though. You done ran into somebody who you ain't.
I'm only running into a skeptic because, you know, he expected to become congressman. Yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Don't laugh,
but here's where you fucked up at. Let me tell you where everybody fucked up at. I want to be congressman. Instead of saying I am, I was calling you Mr. Congressman when you was running automatically because I know how the fuck the mind works. So if you claimed yourself as that, then you are so. If you saying that you wanted to win instead of saying that I won before the race started, you would have won, regardless of the Caucasian that had all the money or whatever that took the seat. None of that shit would have mattered. None of that shit would have mattered. I ain't finished. Now, the difference is that because you said you want to be and rather saying that you are, remember Dr. York said stop wanting to be and just become Babylon?
That's right.
Isn't that one of the most powerful statements on the planet? Stop wanting to be and just become. So all you got to do is become that, you are that, and then you walk in that, and everybody knows that that is what you are. That is what you have become when you became known in flesh to them that this is who you are now. But you was already that before they even knew that existed, before they even knew you became it. So
that's
a difference of how the mind approach. People don't know. I mean, I'm telling you, the only reason why there is a simple method to it, and I'm not talking how you do it, put a proton and a neutron the motherfucking together. It's the way you figure out the spell of motherfucking words. It's the way you figure out the spell of the English language. It's a spell within itself. Instead of cracking other stupid-ass codes, crack the code to the English language. Crack that, and then make what you say work for you. We know that all, you know, the desire leads to suffering. So we know that. And to want something doesn't mean you're going to get it. But to say you got it, which means you're going to have it.
You're right. I'm going to get on the first
you gotta
plane
jump,
to watch. I'm
you
got to
jump. You got to jump ahead of time
I'm
in
get
order
on the first
to receive
plane
it.
To watch
you know, it's called time travel. And when you can put yourself in a place, and when you can put yourself in a place before your physical is there, it's called astral projection. When you can astral project yourself, let's say October the 15th, that particular day, you astral project yourself on November the 3rd. Y'all forgot, nigga, that we are the writers and directors and the producers of our own movie right now because we was given the fucking power to goddamn create shit on this mental plane.
I agree.
So had you would have put yourself at October the 15th or whatever and placed yourself, astral project yourself for November the fucking 2nd where you're giving your acceptance speech and you visualizing everybody there, next thing you know, guess what?
You
got
you wake up to a terrible reality that your ass lost.
Huh?
You wake up to a terrible reality that your ass lost.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, because
woman,
you ain't motherfucking finished writing the rest of the goddamn movie.
You started something
and didn't finish, so you expected it was going to write itself? You expected
that the next scene was going to write itself?
Not saying you, Perry.
I wrote this movie to the end. We had the one that was running. She was going around with fast.
But in his case, Don, he just got, he got to understand, though, that just because it ain't working for him, and I ain't going to try to give no reason why it ain't working for him, but I can tell you this, Amy didn't even start in no goddamn attraction or no visualization. If you already don't have faith or belief in it, or you don't have some kind of to it, it ain't same for you. Some shit just ain't for you. It just ain't accept that shit work. Then it ain't going to never work.
You're right. If it ain't for you, it ain't for you, right?
Yeah, yeah, but you can make it work. I mean, that's the way the shit works. That's the way it works,
man. You're supposed to be willing to make it for you, though, once you realize that it could be beneficial to you.
First of all, this is how the mind works. This is like motherfucking Michael Jordan. That nigga was not the greatest because this nigga knew how to motherfucking fucking play basketball. This nigga was the greatest because he said, I'm going to fucking take over the court. I'm taking over this shit. Michael Jordan didn't do nothing great that the motherfuckers before him did. Didn't do. The only difference is the motherfucker mastered something. He mastered something. And it's right before game time. Or when you, like you know, the winner is coming, you've already prepared and you didn't even go grocery shopping. It's like knowing certain fucking things. You know what I'm saying? That's how that motherfucker took over that shit. When Tiger Woods got on that fucking golf course, Dr. York, he and I having a conversation at a goddamn table eating at some sushi restaurant. Tiger Woods come on the motherfucking television. He stops his conversation to look at Tiger Woods. And I say to him, you like Tiger Woods? He says, he's a phenomenon. How do you become a phenomenon? The motherfucker said that the nigga had the power, the mind power at least, to control the motherfucking elements. When niggas' balls was being hit, the wind would knock that shit the other fucking way.
I'm listening, Don.
And the point I'm making is Jesus never died on the cross. He was only made to look that way. How about that?
Oh, yeah. What did you say? You burned out then. That little tape ran out on you, didn't it?
Nah, it didn't run out. I mean, the point I'm making is simple that if you know something is going to happen, how you know that? How do you know?
Well, you know,
tell you how this shit starts. Let me tell you how it works.
Well, wait, a group
of people got together. Wait, let me finish. Follow me on this. You knew these niggas existed, and the date that it existed, that they put in existence, they got together and they said, we're going to make November the 2nd the motherfucking election day. You didn't know that shit existed. You didn't know shit about a November the 2nd and an election day. So somebody made that day happen and made that shit and wrote that shit in as an important day, as a very important day for whoever the fuck that cares about it once they told everybody, this is the day. November the 2nd. So now you have them writing your life into their movie because you are anticipating November the 2nd. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yep.
In other words, that was a date, not that they thought of, but the date that they said, this is the day.
And you'd be anxious and intense till that date.
And the only difference is some, while they're saying, okay, November the 2nd, no difference than saying, okay, the weatherman said it was going to snow in goddamn Saturday, and it's goddamn Monday today.
Mm-hmm.
So most people will say what? Damn, it's going to snow Sunday, Saturday, Monday, whatever the fuck day I said. You know what I'm saying? While other motherfuckers said, ain't no way to hell, I ain't finna be fucking with no goddamn snow. So then there's called the laws of what? Resistance?
I
thought you were going to say relativity.
The laws of resistance, because you got some that are actually resisting what the fuck the weatherman said.
Yeah, like it rained.
And some falling into
it,
like you said, with anticipation and anxiety and all of that shit. So you got some that are being controlled by the motherfucking weatherman that says Sunday or Monday it's going to snow. And you got some that begged the dip and said, bullshit, it's going to fuck up my day. And for some reason, it doesn't snow on their street nor where they're going to and fro from. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is that if you can alter something, you jump ahead of time. In other words, if you know November the 2nd is going to be that day and you are running, then you have to start to write something in that. You have to write your script real quick. You got to astral project yourself. You have to visualize the whole fucking movie the whole way. That's why they call it daydreaming. It's not daydreaming. It's astral traveling in the daytime. They just told us to lay our ass down at nighttime to motherfucking get up and astral travel, which y'all call dreams. But you are actually projecting yourself to actually see the outcome. And if your mind showed you a loser that you lost, and I'm sure your mind did, your mind showed you that. Because that's what the mind does. Because the mind will show you this is what it could be and this is what it could not be. It's up to you now. You got to change it.
Let me interject, can I?
B.A., you on too. Yes.
Yeah. I was attending meetings for about 2 months during the course of my campaign. And during the course of my campaign, I was listening to people talk about the incumbent. I mean, like a dog, black folks. And we also had an issue called consolidation on the books. And the consolidation issue was on the books here in Memphis and in the county. Here in Memphis, I think I went to no less than about 8 meetings against consolidation. White folks had maybe one or two meetings. Last night, consolidation won in Memphis, but the white folk defeated it soundly, almost 80% to 20%. All those meetings I attend to, they talked about the white coming like
see,
a dog.
And here's the thing, though. I mean, you're talking about something that happened on top of the surface. One thing that we told, now I'm going to say we as a whole, with the exception of me, but I'm going to throw me in it as we. Babylon, you there?
Yeah.
But what
Let
I'm
me
saying,
tell you
though,
something. One
saying,
thing I know that Caucasians do, and niggas do it too, they only do it if they want good things to happen. They all get together, and they motherfucking mind their mind for one particular agenda. And they get together in a circle, and they bow their motherfucking heads. And they speak that shit in existence. That's why. That's where you get their rituals with church and prayer circles and shit. This is what happens.
But all I'm saying.
Wait, let
I'm
me say this.
Go
let
ahead.
Me tell you something. One thing that they have gotten over, they meaning, let's say the Caucasians, is that they fucking stole your fucking power. They took your power and used and figured out how it can work for them. The simple formula. The simple formula. How can you win? How can you win? How can you win when you are one man against the whole motherfucking world, in a sense? You can simply win by recruiting the motherfuckers that are just with you. They might not know what the fuck that shit exists that you're striving to fight, but just by recruiting motherfuckers that with you and get everybody in your... How did y'all win Vietnam? Yeah, you know, how did all this shit take place? You know? How did all of it happen? Man, these motherfuckers know something that obviously we forget. What we want will never happen. What we say we have will. If you want to win, stop saying, I want to win, and say, I won. Make it a past tense. So in the past,
well, like I said,
when you catch up to that day that you win, it becomes past as I won.
Like I said,
it's just it's just playing with the past, present, and the fucking future. Learn to manipulate the past, present, and the motherfucking future. The past, present, and the future are all happening at the same time.
I wish I could email you some pictures of this lady I ran against a campaign sign. All her signs said Charlotte can win, Charlotte will beat Cohen, Charlotte is gonna win. You can't lose with Charlotte. Her ass didn't give her 30,000 votes to 90,000.
Yeah, but come on, Perry.
Hold on.
Let me get 925 in real quick. 925-684, you on the air. B.A., welcome to the Donna Colleon Show. 925-684, what's your name? Where you calling from?
All right, what's up? It's Rich Cannon.
Okay, Rich, I apologize. B.A.,
yes.
I'm sorry, all ones. I'm not sure if it's Black Awareness or not, but Black Awareness, are you on?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, all right. Your hand was up, so I didn't know what did you know, you wanted to add to it or?
I think that you need the mind. I think the mind is a great way to start off actions as far as in terms of you wanting to reach your goals or you basically practicing in your own personal reality of reaching your goals. But I think that you can think something all you want, but as long as you're not putting in no action or no work behind it, it'll never come true no matter what.
Thank you. And then you don't calculate the odds.
But we can't help but agree with that, Black Awareness, because faith without works is evil or sin. So we agree with that. That's right back to just thinking that something going to happen. But I do know what Don Corleone talking about, and I think the point being skipped, that, you know, before you ever get to the point of action or doing something with your physical, you do it in the mental. So if you put that in the mental, what Don DeColeon saying is, before you ever put your damn hands on it, before you ever think to create the action, you did it in your mind already. And if you're a success in your mind, you will be a success in your physical.
Can I throw something at you? What if you what they call frequent prayer? I mean constant prayer for something. It's like every chance you get, you either in your prayer closet or you just drop down on your knees praying. And
somebody
lonely,
said it's
you
begging.
Just fall on
magical,
your knees and start praying. And
no,
then it still
don't happen. No. Let me tell you when prayer was instituted. It was instituted in, Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, when it said, then man began to call on the Lord. There was a time where you walked and talked with God until after Genesis 4:26, you lost something. You lost your pituitary gland, and that baby was born in Genesis 4:26 was Enos. Enos means forgetful. So because you forgot, now you have to call and beg and pray.
Yeah.
Because you forgot that you are God, that you use that God's walk and talk amongst each other, that's when man fell, because he became forgetful. Look up the word Enos or Enoshite. It means forgetful. That was the first mortal being born in the Bible, in the scriptures at that time. Enos was a mortal being, because before that, Adam and Eve walked and talked with God. Cain and Abel walked and talked with God. You know what I'm saying? Enos did not. Because that's why it said in 4:26 that then man began to call on the Lord or the God.
Enoch used to talk to God, and God took him. He didn't die. God took him.
We talking about Enos. Enoch.
We talking about Enos, though.
Enos
means forgetful. So you got some that are just Enoshites, forgetful human beings, and you got gods that walk and talk with the Most High, whatever you want to call it, or Eli, or whatever, you know, or El Elo, whatever name you want to call on. But you got some that can actually sit and have a conversation with God, while others are getting on their knees and, Lord, I want to hear from you, please, Lord, give me a sign, I thought to be pleased. You know, I need this, you know, I need that, Lord, please. And others that saying, listen, this is what the fuck we need the motherfucker make happen. God damn it.
and
what the fuck we need to make happen. This is how God talk. God damn it. So it's a little bit different
than God.
You know, and there's no difference that you got some people that, you know, when their parents make their transition or their loved ones make their transitions, there's no difference from them calling on their loved ones. Just please let me know where you at. Please, I need to smell you or something. I need to know that you ain't dead. Just, you know, give me a sign. Come in, goddamn, turn the light off or something for me. Please. I need your help. Why did you leave me? All this other, there's no difference than fucking begging. However, my grandmother made her transition April the 9th, and she called me on my cell phone goddamn 2 months ago. Ain't that a bitch? You know, because, you know, when you know you can, you can. When you think you can, nigga, okay, whatever. Because then your thoughts can run wild. So, I mean, shit, yeah, then men begin to call on the Lord. They want you to beg. They want you to pray, but they don't want you to communicate.
Who's
Barry? The motherfucker that actually told y'all that you gotta pray. You know what I'm saying? But then, I mean, y'all meaning Christians, starch Christians that was born with that Bible but never was walked through that damn scripture, the scriptures, the holy scriptures. When Jesus says, this is how we pray. If we won't pray, you say, what do you say? Our Father who art in heaven. That was the prayer. The prayer ain't got shit to do whether or not you can pay your rent, whether or not you're going
to
win the motherfucking Super Bowl. The prayer ain't got shit to do with that. So that means somebody fucking lied to you. Because if we're going to stay in the scriptures, Jesus says, this is how we pray.
I wonder who did that.
And MC Hammer said, we pray. We got to pray just to make it today. That motherfucker is just like the rest of these niggas, under a fucking spell. Because remember, the English language goes back to what I said, crack the code to the English language. You got pray, P-R-A-Y, and you got pray, P-R-E-Y. They don't know which one you're talking about. So I would never use that fucking word. Only when I don't fucking really care too much about it.
So what word do you use?
Yeah, I ain't gonna get into that shit, but
what?
I was just, you know, like, I mean, cause it's a word game, so I ain't gonna get into it.
It is, but that's still cracking the code of the English language. It's just certain things I would never say. But there are certain things that people would say because they were taught to say that shit. Meanwhile, they would never say the words that come out of my mouth like shit, fuck, bitch, and whatever the fuck. But English is a bastard language, and it's a curse language. So because you can speak a curse on yourself without saying bitch, fuck, shit, goddamn, faggot, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can curse yourself just by saying you ain't got nothing.
That's right.
Is that not a curse?
That's
we
a curse.
We got to realize what the hell a curse is. A curse when you are putting a spell on yourself. When did shit, fuck, bad, goddamn, and all them motherfucking words become bad words? Did they go around beating all the good words up or what? I mean, what the fuck?
When they decided, the people who created this language decided it was bad words.
Hey, but it's a bastard language. It's a bastard language. It has no origin. That's why it's a cursed language anyway. When we're speaking English, we're cursing ourselves if we don't know the right words to use. Like I told y'all yesterday, my mom would say, I'm broke. Girl, I'm broke, girl. I ain't got no money. The fuck? Why would you say that shit? Who taught you broke? Who gave you that word? And then if you broke, then fix it. You
yeah,
see what I'm saying? How does
broke.
Not having money makes you broke? You feel me what I'm saying?
Really?
So that's a curse within
it
itself. You understand?
It means
that's a curse
broken.
Within itself. Next thing I know, I call my mama. She at the doctor. Mm. I mean, that's why I say English is a, you got to crack that English fucking language, and then you'll know how to talk to people and to about yourself.
The only people who know how to speak the English language correctly or fluently are the
please don't speak shit. Oh, man.
No, aristocrats.
No, the only people
no,
that know how to speak, the only people so, that know so, how so to speak it
speak no English.
And know how to use it. English is a cursed language. It's a curse within itself. Every language is a curse because
okay,
we're talking about... What?
Yeah, let me say this. When you say, sure, when you say understand English language, break it down, she ain't talking about speaking proper English like a fucking
no,
original.
I ain't going to do
that.
Not
what I'm
you can be
either.
Properly
when,
putting yourself on their spell
when,
properly.
what I'm talking about.
No, that's not
like
what I said
right
either.
Here.
I didn't
okay.
say that either.
Rich, you go.
And look, check this out. Look at Pritch. Pritch in the chat room said, writing in, here's the word, cursive is casting spells. That is why they ask for your signature. Writing in cursive. So if your words are a curse anyway, if these words that I speak, let's say, oh, we speak bitch, shit, fuck, goddamn, motherfucking, all of that, is the only words that y'all would consider cursing, then why do you write regular words in cursive? So they're letting you know English, the language itself is a curse. Ain't no good language, good words and bad words. It's a bastard language. And I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all niggas, but go Google F-U-C-K for unlawful carnal knowledge. F-U-C-K, that's a law, medieval days, for unlawful carnal knowledge. So what? Because I quote, fuck, niggas was getting hung because of fuck. That was a law. So can you imagine lawyers in the courtroom or in trial in the medieval saying, you know, this nigga done fucked up.
It's funny you mentioned that, Doug, as I looked up.
You know, this motherfucker done fucked up. Your Honor, we need to cane this motherfucker for fucking up some shit.
Man, I looked up the home.
That's not in English. That's not in America. But in other goddamn countries, nigga, fuck still exists. And you them niggas say that shit every day. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I want to charge this motherfucker for unlawful carnal knowledge for fucking. You are sentenced to public hanging for fucking in seven days.
I've never heard that before.
Go look that shit up. I ain't moosing nothing. I'm not sugarcoating. Go look it up. Y'all got computers now. God damn it. Stop pretending that the white man, everything he say is right and exact. Go look that shit up. F-U-C-K, for unlawful carnal knowledge.
Yeah.
That was a law. We just summed it up as fuck. No difference than y'all say, you know, U.S. We say us. But it's an abbreviation for something, U.S.
Yeah,
last night I picked up
say
Blue
what?
Vote.
I looked up OM, the word OM, and they had the definition, Operation Mindfuck.
For real?
I bullshit you not. You can look it up. This in a dude named Robert Anton Wilson book.
Let me.
Robert,
wow.
Robert Anton Wilson.
Anton.
Operation Mindfuck. That's right. And you know where he coming from?
O-M-
Robert Anton Wilson.
O-M. Let me put 414 on 578. Call you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Girl, this Queenie Mama, you are cracking me up. I am just hilariously enjoying this conversation.
Because
it is the butt naked truth. Damn it. And,
say what?
You know,
what'd you say? I can't. Somebody look like they shuffling cards trying to do a tarot reading on somebody. Go ahead. Go ahead, Queen.
She hung up.
No, she didn't. She's still on. Queen, I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, was you in the bathroom?
Girl, hell no, I'm in a room.
Shuffling cards.
You know, I go find me a damn room. So, well, I can't go to the bathroom. There's too many damn stalls. It ain't like a private toilet. But
okay.
Anyway, I was trying to take it off the mute, off the headphone, so I could cough right into the phone, but y'all just have to bear with me. But you know what I was thinking about cursive? When you was talking about curses, in the English language, before straight printing, it was cursive. Everything had a little curly Q on the end of it. It was
mm-hmm.
all cursive. You know, that's why what you're saying made a whole lot of sense. And I also wanted to say, you know, if our BA said something about, in, you know, you have to put action behind your words. You can't just conjure stuff up and wish things up. And I think that applies when you're talking about, you know, if you want a degree, well, damn, you can't just conjure up a degree. I mean, and it'd be accepted someday, and where you got to actually go to school and get one. But when it comes to the spirit, I'm talking about your God, you know what I'm saying? You won't need no motherfucking degree to get what you need. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's right.
People go
that's
get
right,
a degree, and so that they can make money, so that they can have shit that they need. But when you standing in your God self and you demand something, you command something to happen that you want, it manifests. Trust me. Look, let me tell y'all something. I do it all the time. But see, I ain't no greedy motherfucker where I won't manifest Mercedes Benz and manifest all this shit. I don't need all of that. See, I just manifest what I need. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you that I'm just a poor motherfucker, but I have everything I need just by saying I want it. My husband, he's a witness to it. He say, damn, I got to watch you because every time you say some shit, it happens.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you standing on your
you gotta have somebody to bear witness to that shit, and thank
and
God
you
it's
know,
your nigga.
No, I used to be nigga. And you
huh?
know who you are when you standing on your square, and you know who you are, and you know and you believe what you say. See that was the brother who was talking about the woman who had all them signs that say you will. She ain't believe that shit. You see what I'm saying? That's just some shit she was putting up, you know, signage. But if she believed that shit, she wouldn't even have to put it on a sign. You see what I'm saying? She wouldn't have had to put it on a sign. See, you manifest what you believe in life. If you know it, you stand ground on it, and I swear to God, people, I swear. And if it ain't something that's so outlandish, you know, because sometimes we can try to conjure up some outlandish ass shit.
Well, I damn sure did. I conjured up a goddamn swimming pool and a tennis court.
Well, that's
I
what you
want.
You want a condo on the moon. You want to
and you want
to walk.
You got to look, Queen. Did you
okay.
hear Perry talking about he wanted a condo on the moon? But you heard him say he wanted, which means past tense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
well,
see, I got me a condo
it,
on the moon. That's different. Yeah.
Well,
they building that shit
can
right
you
now.
That, can you rent part of that to me then?
Huh?
When you get ready to go to the moon.
Me a part of it.
Yeah, but then you're going to say, I ain't got no money.
I got money.
I got Starbucks.
I'm like that lady
listen,
talking.
Listen.
I might not have all the money I want, but I got money I need.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. See, when you have
your
what
rent
you
too
need,
high,
a lot of times we can manifest some of the things that we want. You know what
it
I'm
is too damn high.
Wait a minute, Perry. What you say, Queen?
I think, you know, sometimes you can manifest the things that you want. But I'm going to tell you, every time you manifest the things, you demand the things that you need, you get what you need. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You can manifest
things that you want.
You know what I'm saying? You can manifest things that you wish for, over, like your condo on the moon. It might be up there. You know what I'm saying? Take your ass on up there and go live in it. But what I'm saying is the things that you need on this planet to live, You can manifest that yourself.
I just think outside of my needs because I already know that shit is provided. I just create other shit. I just create the new existence I want now.
Right. And
yeah,
if
that's
different. Right,
I think that one of the words that should be examined other than action is intentions.
Mm-hmm. Well, the road
they
to hell is paved
with good
intentions.
Action to intentions. Intentions
okay.
is more important
mm-hmm.
than action. The person
yeah,
intention,
your intent?
All intents and purposes.
Exactly.
Intention,
right.
purpose,
right.
then action.
Right.
Well, I don't have intentions in my life, and I don't like motherfuckers say they had every means of they intended on doing it. I will cut your throat if you use the word intended in my life.
I say intentions.
Well,
intended
is a thing. In other words,
right.
nigga, you
right.
wasn't listening. You didn't fucking do it. And the word to hell is paved with good intentions. I had every intention on helping you, but then mother, shut the fuck up. Off with your head.
Intentions.
I don't like intentions.
So,
that's just me personally.
Yeah,
ain't no intentions in my life.
But you just,
yeah,
you
I know I was gone to. Ain't no way I was gone to. Either you did or you fucking didn't. And the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's why niggas reap karma.
Yeah, the word intentions.
Because remember now, we were taught that there is a book of deeds. We were taught that there is a book of deeds, not a book of intentions. It's what you did.
God, let him break down intentions.
Don, I mean, I think it's another part of the word intentions that you got to understand, and I know it can use
right.
a stupid-ass weight, but they done dragged that word down. When you say intentions, you really saying mayat. You really saying
right.
the straight weight.
Right.
You saying the only thing that's judged in the realm of the dead or the realm of the dead is intentions. That's what comes first. So I know what you're saying about them niggas just saying,
right,
my, I intend to
thought.
Do this.
It's your thought.
It is your thought.
Yeah, that you, and then which goes to what that Black Awareness said, Malcolm, and it don't mean shit if it ain't in action. So it just
you can have a thought,
and that don't mean a goddamn thing,
unless it's acted out.
You misunderstanding the word intentions, though.
Man, fuck that shit. I don't like that fucking word. That's a curse word.
Well, then don't use it.
That's a curse word. I'm like this. Either you did or you didn't.
Yeah, but then what we talking about, man, you talking about some old fit who might have, could have, would have, should have did. We talking
right.
about intentions
right.
once the act been performed. What was your
right.
intentions when you did it? What was your
exactly.
what was your want, your will, your need? Why
right.
did you do it?
Right.
What made
right.
you do it? What was your intentions?
Exactly.
No, ain't no such thing of intentions. And because you didn't do it. All you had was an intent to do a thing.
No, Don, you don't get the understanding that we're talking about.
And then y'all don't get the understanding that I'm saying then.
Shit,
if I don't get that, y'all don't get me. We just don't get this shit.
Don, write 1, 2, 3 down for me, though. Action,
I don't
action,
get it.
Action, purpose, intention. And then when you write that down, write down word, deed, and thought. And then
I ain't write down
word,
no motherfucking intentions.
See,
fuck a
okay.
That's a curse word.
don't even waste your breath.
You look at it that way, you see that intentions equivalent to what we said, thought, and purpose equivalent to deed, and words equivalent to action. So words are actions. Deeds are purposes, but thoughts are intentions.
See, the thing is that Don don't use the fucking word. So whatever we say.
I don't like that fucking word because shit
okay.
never gets done with goddamn intentions. That's all the fuck I'm saying.
And she
shit never gets done. I had intentions on paying you. Then why the fuck you did?
That's
shit.
Using intentions in a different context.
Man, y'all using it in the same way, but y'all want me. So y'all want me to go in deep and ask motherfuckers. So what?
No,
so when you had the intentions
no.
of motherfucking paying me, how did you gonna plan on paying me? And how the fuck? What did you think at the time when you had that intentions? Fuck all that shit.
You
didn't fucking do it.
Okay. But that ain't what I mean by intention, but I ain't going to keep belaboring it because you don't
They had the thought to do, they had the thought, they had a thought to do something and never did it. So it was an intention.
But that ain't
it was an intent to do something. Yes or no? Are we on the same page? Am I understanding what y'all saying? I'm still
alive. I totally agree with you that that's one way.
God damn it, get the Black Law Dictionary.
That's one way. Get your dictionary.
That's one way to look at the word intention. Just like a lot of everything can be used positive and negative.
There's two ways to look at it.
Wait a minute, let me say this real quick. We about to start streaming the next hour in the show. If y'all want in, everybody that is listening, And the show, we about to start streaming, so you won't be able to hear the next hour of the show. Call in 347-884-9239. It's the call-in number to get in for the rest of the hour, for the 2 o'clock hour show. All right? That's it. Now, 347-884-9239. Now, if you have every intention on trying to get in then, and you don't get in, that's because, no, motherfucker, true. You didn't motherfucking put that shit in action. All right?
Hey, you just hang on.
She don't want to get it, so fuck it. Leave it alone.
Wait a minute. Okay, we got the Black's Law. I don't give a fuck about the Black's Law any goddamn way. I have no intentions on reading this shit.
Okay. I'm saying that people got to understand, when you pull out the Black's Law Dictionary, it don't give you a legal definition. You pull out the Webster, it don't give you a fucking state.
Nigga, fuck
definition.
Webster and ma'am and George. We don't give a fuck about that.
So then don't pull out the Black's Law book. You got to read the Babylon John on what intentions are.
Babylon,
man, you know what? Fuck that goddamn definitionary of this shit. Nigga, intent is intent. That means you ain't do it. Why it ain't do? Why it ain't thought? Let's just deal with that.
I-O-N changes the whole context of the word.
Sean?
I-O-N. I-O-N.
That means
Ion.
That all you had was an intent,
the
Sean.
The
ability to think of something and didn't do it.
Intent is filling your head.
Exactly. So why the fuck do I like fucking with people who have intent and intentions?
Intent
on doing it. I thought about doing it, but shit, I mean, I had all intentions on doing it.
You gotta hold
it becomes an action in their head, but that an action physically.
God, why are we still talking about that goddamn word?
Because we smart. We scholars up on this motherfucker. And see, look, now Ann24 say, I'm listening on the phone. Now, if she would have said, damn, I had all intentions to get in on the last hour of the goddamn show, guess what? She ain't getting in because she just had intent. That shit don't mean it's niggas are getting locked up for the intent.
Yeah.
And they should be locked up for not doing it.
They should
get locked up for the intent to distribute. You should have went on and distribute, motherfucker, and get locked up for doing the shit, not thinking the shit.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't know why people getting locked up on a thought, okay? That's what
thought
in the first place.
A thought or a thought.
If you ain't actually distributed, why in the hell? How is somebody going to say what you intending to do? Okay.
You mean criminal
intent. The hell is paved with good intentions, Babylon, you all. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So if it's paved with good intentions, it's also paved with bad intentions. You can motherfucking catch hell just by a fucking sick-ass intentative thought. See, I created intentative. God damn it, break that down, Queen, in Babylon. Intentative.
What does that mean?
Break down intentative.
You
that's
good
homemade.
As
a, that's a homemade.
I'm trying to tell you this right here. If you take good and you take evil beyond those two,
Okay, go ahead, Babylon.
Okay,
I give it
to
you, then BA, then Queen, or whoever else wanted to say it. But go ahead, Babylon.
No, I wanted to say, don't you believe
you
that
ain't Babylon. You ain't Babylon. You ain't Babylon. You BA mouth.
BA, you next.
You're not a straight player. You crooked player.
What?
Go ahead, Babylon.
So now, if you take good and evil, if at the end of good and evil, in between those, at the middle of those, is your willpower. Correct, Don? Just walk with me now, Don. Is your willpower, correct? You choose to do good and evil. Good and evil.
Say what?
In the center of good and evil is willpower. Will. W-L. Correct?
I can't hear you.
I don't
know. Come on,
person.
I'm serious. I couldn't hear him. Say it again.
Okay, Don. Don't say that, Don. Just listen. Good, you got that? And evil. Between good and evil is will.
No, between good and evil is the word and.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No,
between
you got
good,
truth, ain't it? Ain't it the
truth?
Between good and evil is and?
That's
okay,
true.
Let's move on. Okay, I got you. Let's move on.
That's a parallel.
My point is, and I'm at and.
Okay, so scientifically, spiritually speaking.
That's smart, baby.
Who said that was smart?
By the degree.
Me.
Who
is me? And the degree. You have good and evil. You have good or evil. Now, to decide on one of these.
God
damn, man.
Fire, Babylon. Nigga, you done made us smart today. It ain't our fault. We smarter than you today. You started it.
Okay, so good and evil. And then, so when you reach the point of good and evil, you, in order to make the decision, you have to have a willpower. Correct, Donna Coleon? Will decides which one is good or which one is evil. Which one you do. Will decides that.
No.
No. Okay, well, we decide whether we do good and evil. If it ain't will, what the hell is it?
Outcome.
Say what? What'd you say?
Outcome.
Outcome. Who said outcome? Now we getting somewhere. We got somebody highly intelligent with us.
The outcome
Queen
is the
said that,
man. That's not the
Queen
answer to the question.
You want us to, I mean, why is that can't be the answer?
Right.
Yes,
isn't
that,
not the outcome?
No,
right.
That's
no, because
that's
we can't agree on no shit about no simple shit about good and evil and willpower, then we ain't even got no fucking conversation here. I mean, it's cool to be smart, but
wait a minute, you started this shit on willpower. I'm still on this attention. If you tell me how this gonna play a point,
we can't
a pivotal
get to attention,
moment
and we can't walk
in this show.
Don, we have to walk the show. You won't even walk with a nigga. Walk with a nigga to the point.
Not when I want to go where you want to go.
You notice the argument you're bringing up, sir.
But that's the will. That's the willpower to me, sir. I don't want to walk that way.
Right, that's the outcome.
Okay. Well,
that's the outcome. That's
the
will of good and evil now, because you wants to do something that you appears to be good and lead me in a good way, and I want to lead myself in a good way that appears to be bad to you.
And so let me ask this.
You need to make other people talk now.
What is the entity that rules the world?
It don't matter. My question is, make decisions?
And you
want to
know why? Because
wait a minute. I did say BA was next, but I think that Babylon is striving to walk either me or everybody. Somewhere.
I mean, it's very short.
When let me ask you something, Don. When Denzel came on Oprah and said that that he wanted to be a football player, that acting was an accident. What do you call that?
That's called wanting and becoming something else. Duh.
No, but
I wanted to open up strip clubs.
My thing is, he didn't want to become an actor. He wanted to be a
football
player.
And I didn't want to become a bookstore owner. I wanted to be selling motherfucking beer and G-strings and goddamn KY jelly and baby wipes for the pole.
You said that the mind controls all that's around you. Now, if his intention was not to be an actor, that just came by accident, how could your mind control all that's around you?
But what's interesting, but check what happens, though. The mind trickle skipped him. He thought it was him, but guess who played football and is damn good at it? His son.
Okay.
His son is okay.
He saw that and thought it to be him, which is him, because if his son is doing it, he's doing it. Now, I just pray that my daughter don't open up no strip clubs.
Why not?
Unless it's literally a strip of clubs.
Right.
Oh, what?
Shit.
Okay.
Now, let me say this. Now, what entity rules the world?
You do?
No, incorrect.
Humans.
I mean, to you
it's
incorrect.
No, that's incorrect as well.
So what rules the world?
What? One question at a time. What?
What rules the world?
Shaitan rules the world right now.
Shaitan, I rebuke that in the name of
Thank
Shaitan.
You. Thank you.
I rebuke that in the name of that motherfucker. That nigga don't run my shit. And listen, if you look up the word world, W-O-R-L-D, it means the beginning of or the age of man. So when the time you were born up until right now, Shaitan, that your world exists totally separate from Shaitan's world. And my world exists totally separate from your world. So I rebuke that in the name of Don Nicolion. It doesn't rule my world.
He must rule
yours. You and his world must intermingle. He controls your world.
Not
mine.
Thank you.
Come on, he has influence.
And I'm not saying that Shaitan is good or goddamn bad. I'm saying, nigga, I'm Shaitan. I'm God. I'm whatever the fuck
now.
You want to call it. But I do not give control of my world to someone else.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
No, that's incorrect as well.
No, that is correct.
That is correct.
No, that
is
correct.
That's all right, wise,
and exact.
No, if he doesn't run your world, then he has influence in it, period.
He doesn't control my shit. I control my shit. I control my world. I don't even know a motherfucker named Shaitan. I've never met the motherfucker. So why the fuck will I say that nigga got it? I'm sorry.
Come on, baby.
And if that nigga were, if I meet the motherfucker, male or female, and her shit is better than mine, then I'm going to say, bitch, you can have mine. Just get me in that shit like yours.
Okay. That's
a little bit different.
That goes back to what I said. Who rules the world as human beings?
Each and every human being is in their
own
world.
Alpha is in itself. He said who? Who is the creative force of will? Who is equivalent to Anu? Who?
Right.
That's why the wise owl says who. That wasn't a question. That was an acknowledgement. Who?
Mm-hmm.
That was a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
You look up the word who, H-U, I don't give a damn if you spell it W-H-O, God damn it, but H-U, who and who is the same shit, and that's the creative force of will. So who has the creative force of will?
Right.
And that's not a question. That's a statement.
Okay.
Yep. Human.
Okay. There you go.
And
there you go.
You still got
you
in men's.
That's right.
Because
that's
is the creative force of will that's in all things, person, places,
and all that shit.
Right.
Who? That's right.
That's where they get the word who, H-U-M-A-N-S.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep. So all this old simplistic, all this old simplistic shit about good and evil and willpower, that shit is all irrelevant anyways.
Yeah, depending on the outcome. And who's it affecting? Who's it
exactly.
Affected
because let me tell you why good and evil would do it. Like she said, it depends on who is affected by it. If men and Fami are together, right, and I keep saying, girl, I can't wait till the day I get such and such, such and such. And if Fami is like, girl, I can't either. I'm going to be so happy for you. Meanwhile, we got another bitch on the other side of town and saying, I hope that bitch don't. Now, if I get it, it appears to be good for me and Ifami,
right.
But the bitch on the other side of town is mad as fuck about it.
Right. Even for her. Right. It depends on the outcome. Bottom line, that's what good and evil is. It all depends on the outcome to the individual, whether you take it as good or whether you take it as evil.
And I'm going to tell you a good example of it, man. I got a sister, right? I ain't going to fucking call her out right now, but she got a corporation, and I'm just going to make up the name, and y'all can figure it out. Let's say her corporation is All the Mothers on the Planet. I just love every last one of y'all, Inc., Incorporated.
Okay.
So, you know, and that's her job, right? And we're actually watching the same television program. Notice I said program. But we're not in the same place at the same time watching it. We're just in other places. I'm watching this shit, and a black woman. It was one of them, you know, how surprise your ass and put you in the house type episodes or some old shit. You know, struggling, wanting to do better for her babies, and they give her a car and all that shit. Got children to have. The house is completely furnished and all of that shit. I'm sitting there crying with tears of goddamn joy. All right. let's say two, 3 days later, me and my girl connect on the phone, and we started just having casual conversations. The CEO of I Love All the Mothers on the Word, Incorporated. She says, I was watching this motherfucking episode, and goddamn, this motherfucking episode, this goddamn bitch, they done motherfucking put this bitch in a big-ass motherfucking house and shit, and she done goddamn got a motherfucking car and all this shit. Her baby's got new furniture. They all fucking happy. And I'm like, how the fuck that shit gonna work? I'm the one that's working hard for the Lord. I'm the one that's goddamn trying to do this, that, and the motherfucking third. I thought that was dirtiest motherfucking shit.
The owner,
she said, I was mad as hell when I saw that shit. Why wasn't me? And I said, goddamn, bitch, I cried, man. I thought that was the most, that made my day. I was happy for her. Good and evil.
Yeah,
she thought
see,
that shit was evil
but then,
because she
but
was
then, God,
the one deserving of somebody else's blessings, which is good enough for her.
But God, listen to this. But she also is the owner and CEO of Love All Mothers Incorporated.
Amen. Amen. Exactly.
She didn't love that mother. She didn't love that mother. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's human beings are something else. That's why I look at everybody now. I don't look at your color. I look at your ass as a human being because I know that each and every one of us have capabilities. Anything is possible with each and every one of us. And so
right.
I judge thee by what you do, not by what I think you might do. I look at what you do. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I ain't into all love all black folk and all that kind of shit no more, because
yeah.
I see okay. black people do some heinous ass shit.
Midnight
okay.
in the chat room. I'm sorry, Midnight. I just saw your chat. Midnight said, shit, explain the God and the devil are the same two beings. Are the one and the same, God and the devil. Anybody want to shout at it?
Just say it depends on who's playing God and who's playing the devil. I mean, you could be both.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The devil does this, and I'm going to take you to the Bible only because that's the first time we realized or felt or learned about that particular character. This is
okay,
the devil.
Okay.
You
right.
can have everything, but you can't have this right here.
Right.
And I'm going to put this motherfucker right here. Right in the center. So every time you pass that motherfucker, you can't have that. Right? The
right.
devil, which is, this is the devil now. Stay with me. This is the devil.
Okay. Okay.
All of a sudden, God comes along to the person, and you see how I flipped the characters. God comes along to the person. No, let's just say two people. Let's not say God and the devil yet. One person says, you can have access to my whole house, but don't use my bathroom.
Okay. okay.
Let's do it that way. A person comes along and says, they know that the day you use that bathroom, you gonna smell their shit.
Mm.
So the motherfucker goes to use the bathroom to figure that motherfucker out that says, don't use my motherfucking bathroom. And according to the Bible, it says what? And their eyes were open, and they were God.
Mm-hmm.
The devil told Adam or Eve, the day you eat of that tree, your eyes will be open like God, knowing good from evil. Did he not say that?
Mm-hmm.
Did he not say that?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Mind you, God says, don't touch the motherfucker. Somebody else says, you touch that motherfucker, you become God.
Hmm.
God knows the day you eat of that motherfucker, y'all will be equal. What did this say after that? And she did, and her eyes was open, and she became God. She knew good from evil. Yes or no? Did it not say that?
I'm trying to remember.
It said
okay,
her eyes was
okay.
open, and
okay.
she knew good from evil. So now, did the devil tell the truth or did he lie? Because if the devil lied and she ate the shit, then the next verse should have said, and nothing happened.
Right. So the devil can't be all bad. keep telling
not
the truth.
Not that can't be all bad. The devil told the truth.
Not
I'd rather have a truthful
right,
motherfucker than a motherfucker that don't want you to know the truth.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right.
So if the devil is a truthful motherfucker and God is a motherfucker that don't want you to know the truth and become like him, then that's a black devil.
Right.
That's
the
devil. Because why would you hinder me from raising up?
Right.
Why would you hinder me from knowing good and evil? Shouldn't I know good from evil? Shouldn't I become like you?
Right.
That's the devil. A devil don't want you to have shit, to know shit, and know how to fucking do shit. Is that not the devil? That's bad to me.
That's bad to me, too.
So was the devil God or was God the devil?
Woo! Yeah. See, that make a motherfucker think. I think that makes a motherfucker think about
according
it.
To the scripture.
According to the scripture.
I like to stay to the book. According to the scripture.
Right.
Not according to Pastor Poe Chop and Reverend Goddamn Dollar.
Right.
But according to that goddamn book, and they had us believing the whole fucking time that the devil was
wrong. Exactly.
And
you know, Don, I ain't never really thought, I never thought of it like that. I never put it in that context.
And then, but what happened after that? What did he say? She gave it to her husband, and he did eat, and his eyes was also open, and he knew good from evil.
Right.
And he became God. So now you got a motherfucking a God that finds out that he got other gods amongst him that he was not striving to raise up to be like him.
Right.
And that God got pissed off and called that motherfucking God a devil. How you gonna come in my shit and tell a motherfucker how to be me and raise up to be me when I don't want these motherfuckers to know a goddamn thing? And you got motherfuckers that say, well, no, God didn't want them to this, that, and the third because this, that, and the third. First of all, if you are all-knowing, you would have known that the truth was going to be goddamn given to these motherfuckers. So obviously you're not God. Let me put that on record. You would have known that. If I'm God and I know everything, I would have said, oh, by the way, you can have every tree in the garden, but not this one. All right, and I'm about to go. Wait, one more thing. There's going to be a motherfucker that's going to come knocking on the door when I leave and going to tell you to eat that shit. Don't eat it.
And wait a minute, Don. And not only that, after you ate it, motherfucker say, where you at? Now, if you know everything, you know where they at.
Exactly. Why are you hiding?
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, you can tell that this is a motherfucker that wanted to be God or some great thing in that male and female's life that he didn't want them to know. Like most people, they want you to think that they are greater than you. You fear them.
Right. Girl, you know you be breaking it down. That's true facts. That's true. I mean, that's true as far as I can tell. You know, my spirit says.
Okay, here's another truth. Here's another truth. That's one. Here's another one. Job. It said that what? The angels went up to heaven, and the what was with them? Satan was amongst them. That means Satan can go to and fro. He can go up and down because even they said the Lord asked him, where have you been? He said, I've been up and down, to and fro.
To and fro. Right.
Have he not? So obviously, you know, that God knew that motherfucker. I thought you cast that nigga on his belly in Genesis.
Exactly.
So this is another type of motherfucker, huh?
Okay.
This is another type of motherfucker that can come in your house anytime it feels like. This is another type of motherfucker that got jurisdiction just like you do.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So he says, what? Have you considered my servant Job?
Yes.
Why would I consider your servant Job, motherfucker, when you put a hedge around that motherfucker, a protection?
Right.
But I guarantee you, if you take that hedge down, I'll be able to get that motherfucker. And I bet you that motherfucker is going
to
curse you.
And there's the bet.
Now, God could have said, fuck you. Get behind me, Satan. Then Jesus said.
Yeah.
Then Jesus said, get thee behind me. So God said, shit, bet that up, motherfucker.
Exactly.
So who became the devil? Because Job knows nothing of Satan. Only thing Job knows is the God that he's loyal to.
Exactly.
the devil in that instance, well, now Job done lost his children, his wife, his house. He's got sick. The devil didn't do that. Your God did that, unless your God was the devil. And remember, the nigga just said, what? All things Satan said, if you take that protection, the hedge off that motherfucker, I'll be able to get in there. All he asked is just take the protection off. God is the one that comes and sends the nigga to get sick.
When he passed the test, then his reward was 10 times more great than
he had before. No. All in regards of a bad nigga? You mean what test? First of all, what test? Because God should have stood on his well and said, nigga, I ain't doing shit. Job is one of mine, motherfucker. Go find somebody else that is not one of mine.
Yeah,
you know?
Wait,
let me say this. All this pass the test shit, let me say this. If you are administering a test, that means you don't know the result of the outcome and you call yourself God.
Right.
So why give a test? Unless you don't know the result.
Right.
So that's a God that does not know. Go to Exodus or whatever fucking book when they said, look here, niggas, a whole bunch of faggots and all that type of shit in Sodom and Gomorrah. What did God say? I have to go down and see for myself, and then I will know. That means that's a God that does not know every fucking thing. That means that motherfucker had to get his fat ass off the throne, walk his ass all the way down the motherfucking stairs to the planet Earth, and then get in a car or walk the desert sand or some shit to get to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah to figure out whether or not it's a bunch of faggots in that motherfucker.
Teach girl. You go ahead,
oh
God. You the God.
And then what's fucked up is the motherfucker said what? I'm gonna destroy all these motherfuckers.
I think you can be omniscience and and basically all knowing, but you don't have to be all knowing and precise.
Or you're not sure. One or the fucking other. That was a not sure or unsure God. That nigga wasn't even sure enough to know if Job was loyal. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck would he do him like that?
If you know something, you ain't got to push
the fucking envelope. If you know, you know. You ain't got to prove no mother over a bet, nigga. A bet? Over a motherfucking bet? You mean to tell me I got to fucking suffer over a bet? That's the wrong fucking God for me.
Right.
That means that nigga got that key to go to Gambling Anonymous.
But there's many holes to that story. You got to get the real version of it.
But we start at the beginning. That is the real truth. Nigga, go in the Bible and look at it for really what it is.
We are tearing it apart.
You mean to tell me that Satan can tell God what to do because God did it? He said, take that hedge away, motherfucker. God said, all right, it's gone. Now go after him.
Who controlled God in that instance?
Who was in control, God or the devil?
I still say God.
That's the thing about outcome. People choose their own fucking outcome. He say it's still God. So hey, right on. You know, supposedly God created Satan himself too. You know, so your own creation gonna tell you what the fuck to do. Come on now, go bet you. That's like your
and even God repents.
People,
so that means God
people,
didn't even know what the fuck he created.
Some
God
should have
known
people,
that shit was going to happen. In Exodus, it said God repented that he created man. You mean to tell me that you didn't motherfucking know that these motherfuckers was going to be some sick fucks after you created them? Hmm. Is it not the fruit don't fall far from the tree? And if we look at this God in the Bible, this motherfucker didn't care about too many motherfuckers because if God so loved the world so much, he damn sure did send his son to die. Ain't that a motherfucking God? Why not come down yourself if you love the world? So you know that ain't nothing but the devil, like they say. Only a devil would send his goddamn child in the motherfucking fight. Go and get your ass in that motherfucker, nigga. I be damn, I'm a motherfucking big geek crucified. You up next, Jesus. Go on, little nigga. You next, nigga. So
well,
you can tell
saying,
who was
well,
God and who was the devil.
Never,
because God
why,
and the devil was one in the fucking same. That was the only difference. God and the devil was one in the same. You know, ain't no way in hell you going to send your son down there and know that the motherfucker is going to die. You God.
That's why they say God works in mysterious ways.
No, if God loved the world so goddamn much, he should have came his fucking self. So you know that your God is a wimp. He always sends somebody else to do his fucking dirty work. He's a fucking wimp.
Nah.
Did he not send fucking Moses? Moses didn't have a fucking airplane. You know how many times Moses had to go back and forth to fucking Egypt, nigga? You know how far goddamn Egypt is? Ramesses goddamn city? From where the fuck he was living at and where that bush was at? You know how fucking far that is? God play God games. And then God, Moses said, nigga, how the fuck I'm going to get this nigga to let your people go? God get pissed off at Moses for that shit. Am I the one that created the hands? Am I the one that created the feet? Get your ass in the desert, nigga, and go tell that motherfucker I said let my people go. Meanwhile, this nigga is walking damn near 4 fucking days to get to the goddamn desert to Egypt to tell this motherfucker, but what does your God do? Harden Pharaoh's heart. This nigga is playing games. This nigga hardens Pharaoh's heart. So you tell me who's the devil? You got one motherfucking believing that you God and that you can go out in the name of God or in the name of Jesus and ask a motherfucker to goddamn repent. And meanwhile, Jesus goddamn telling that nigga, whatever you do, do not fucking goddamn repent when Moses come, motherfucker. Don't let them motherfuckers go nowhere. I motherfucker, I'm out. Hotel.
Oh, my God.
Well, you tell me. Exactly. Oh, my God. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, girl, you go ahead on, God.
Now,
you
that's just too many teach. Motherfucking stories. All the motherfuckers told you about this nigga, so you tell me who is the devil.
You teach, baby. You go ahead on, you teach, honey. I swear. Because, you know, if they don't get it, they just don't get it. Too damn bad. Oh, Lord, because I swear I got it.
That's the shit, ain't it?
Who is the shit, baby?
That's the goddamn shit. Meanwhile, fuck it, goddamn, let's talk about Jesus, goddamn crazy ass. This motherfucker, let's talk about Jesus crazy. Okay, well, who's next then, goddamn it? Then who's next? We goddamn talk about what the fuck God, the fuck God done fucked up a whole bunch of. God,
whole
let me tell you what God did. God even came between Mary and motherfucking Joseph.
Okay. Oh, God.
God done sent another nigga knocking at her door. Ain't that a bitch?
So now you
this nigga just pop up out of nowhere saying,
so now,
I got a message
so now,
from God.
So now you calling him a home wrecker?
Let's look at it. Let's look at it. What about Melchizedek in the Bible? What about that? Was it Melchizedek? Well, the daddy of some motherfucking body, he knew that his wife couldn't give no motherfucking birth. All of a sudden, God done sent some nigga in there to get her goddamn pregnant or some old stupid shit, and the nigga didn't believe. And what he did, it was, didn't the daddy die? Sarah and Abraham. God damn it, did that motherfucker do that to Abraham?
Yeah, it did to Abraham. Yes, it did.
She was 90 years old. And that nigga said bull fucking shit. I'm talking about the one doc where Melchizedek was born. Remember a certain Melchizedek, and the husband ended up killing himself. Yeah, Methuselah. My bad, Methuselah. Y'all know Methuselah, the motherfucker with the palm tree. Yeah, y'all remember Methuselah?
Shit,
that nigga killed himself. His wife ended up popped up pregnant. He knew he couldn't give birth. He knew he couldn't get the bitch pregnant. And she, Methuselah's father, she was pregnant with Methuselah, and goddamn, this is one of the books that was taken out of the Bible. The Gilgamesh Epic, was it? The Ashrahasis. But, okay, we'll stay in the Bible then. Fuck it. I'll stay in the Bible with this shit. Fuck it. But it's the same shit.
Teach God. So go on it.
So that goddamn, that's why as God and the devil are the same motherfucker in one being.
That's why, right. If
I do good to you, I become your God, in a sense. You're
that's
like,
right.
Damn, she's good. She's this, that, and the third. But as soon as I refuse you the next
that's
week,
right.
nigga, you like, fuck that bitch. That bitch the motherfucking devil.
That's
that
right.
bitch is, I was God to you 7 days before that.
That's right.
That's how
them Israelites
exactly
when they went out in the desert, they couldn't get no food. They're like, what kind of motherfucker?
And then go send them niggas goddamn manna. Manna is fungus. Manna is, I mean, that nigga, and they thought that shit was chicken.
Oh, girl, when you break the stuff down, it's just funny. It's just funny you didn't believe it. You know, it's just so funny that you even believe it when you break it all down and put it into, I mean, you break it down and really look at it. I mean, you just be like, how could I even believe some stuff like that? You know, I mean,
because we never actually digested the book. We never digested
exactly.
it. We never walked.
Exactly.
We was never walked through properly because we was just automatically they brainwashed us. They fucked us before we even opened the book. They said, "This here, God
exactly.
is good." Before you read
exactly.
this book, I'm telling you, God is good. And then
exactly.
there's another motherfucker named the devil. And that nigga bad. Anytime you see that
exactly.
motherfucker, you know that nigga is the devil. Now,
right.
open up the book and start at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and that's all you need to motherfucking know is that God is all-knowing. But in the book, it never said that God was all-knowing. It never said that. Did it? Did it not? In the Bible? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because anybody want in on this, push one on your keypad because my switchboard might go down. So I open your mics, but you got to mute yours. Your background, but you know, but God ain't never said that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it started off with God asking questions
right.
in Genesis. It started off with that.
You know what? In the story, as you relate the stories, right? You tell the stories, you break the story down. It's a comedy. It sounds funny. I mean, I'm just laughing because the shit's
it
funny.
It is.
It's funny. You know,
it is.
And the fact that people's whole lives. Revolves around this. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, I got a good damn laugh. It's a good laugh. It's a damn good laugh. See, when your eyes is open, the real shit, it becomes funny. You know, because,
yeah,
you know, you got
exactly.
loved ones who will kill you for that.
Yeah, and when something good happens, they say God. When something bad happens, they say it ain't nothing but the devil. But which one is in your life?
Exactly.
You know, if God is in my life and God is all good, then shit, I'm gonna have to goddamn say God did it.
Exactly.
God fucked my shit up.
Let me in my office, please. Come on, let me in my office, man. They done locked me out.
That ain't nothing but the devil, Queen. Queen, that ain't nothing but the devil.
And it sure was the devil.
God did that shit. How about that? 773-366, you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, Don. This is Fireline.
Hey, Fireline. I'm scared to push my switchboard applause over. Yay. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just have two things to say. One is blind faith.
Yeah.
The other one is weak faith.
Wait, one is blind what?
Blind faith.
Uh-huh.
They tell you got to have blind faith, so when it don't make sense, just believe anyway.
That's right.
Is that what they telling them, or that's what you... Are they telling them that you got to have blind faith?
Yeah.
Blind faith. And the other one is leap of faith.
Leap of faith, that's right.
Okay, now let me ask you this: is that shit in the Bible?
No, that's what they tell them. They tell these.
That's why I don't listen to nobody that doesn't stick to the Word of God. Amen. And that's the only difference because we would. I mean, and now if this was a Christian audience, and you came on and said that, they will say, "That's right, Amen, Amen."
Mm-hmm.
But then I would have to say, "Is that shit in the Bible? Is that shit in the Word of God?" Because then they tell us that the Bible is the Word of God, then everything
that's
in that book, then we should say amen to. not what's out of somebody's mouth. You know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and Jesus never mentioned blind faith. When Jesus
mm-hmm.
mentioned faith, he said you got to have a faith of a mustard seed.
Right.
He didn't say you got to have blind faith of a blind mice.
Right.
You know, so when you take your child to Sunday school, because that's the first thing they do as soon as the kids start to get old enough, and the children question those stories.
Yes, they do.
Because they have not accepted the story as told yet. That takes
yeah.
years.
And I'll tell you what else and reason why they do question it, because when they go to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday school, they have
mm-hmm.
to read stories and sit and discuss what they think happened in that motherfucker. So on Sunday when they go, they already has been programmed to say that shit don't make sense. And the Sunday school teacher should say, why? Why do you say that? And rather than saying, yes, it does. It's the word of God. That's what the fuck it say.
And just to make sure it sinks in, if you don't accept it, then they go talk to your mother.
And be like, Lord, we got a sinner amongst us. We got a demon child. Had that child been baptized, Sister Mary? We got to get that baby baptized. We got to get the devil out that motherfucker, because that motherfucker questioned everything that God say.
Right.
That baby possessed.
Right.
I mean, I remember when, you know, I've been, you know, like taught very well in the Bible since I was 12. So by the time I got 16, I would, you know, talk to my friends and educate them on it because their mom was still taking the church. And so one girl, you know, of mine felt that she had enough sword to, you know, battle her preacher, and he wanted to come over to the house. So she was like, I want you here too. You know, here I am, 16, in the living room debating with the motherfucking preacher.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sticking to the word of God. This nigga is whatever the fuck he's saying. I'm thinking of what's in the goddamn Bible, and you know the next thing he did? Let us pray.
God's praying on you.
Let us pray. And what's fucked up about the prayer, he didn't even pray what Jesus said, pray. Our Father who art in heaven. That nigga was saying, Lord Jesus, we have one amongst us that doesn't want to accept the word of God, and anybody that does not want to accept the word of God is the devil. We must cast him the fuck out.
God.
That's right, and you're going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
I'm saying to myself, nigga, that's your ass. That's why you about to leave her goddamn house when this shit is over.
It's hilarious.
But, you know, they don't want to stick to the word, you know? I mean, I was just on VC show, and the nigga Brother K, Black Conservative show, the nigga was like, I heard you say that Esther, on somebody's show, that Esther... That the book of Esther, God wasn't mentioned in it. So are you saying that Esther is God? I said, listen, nigga, in the fucking book of Esther, the word God is not mentioned in it, motherfucker. I ain't say motherfucker because I'm on BC show, and BC don't like coons and jungle bunnies using foul language, but white people can. And porch monkeys. We can't use that word. But, so I said, God is not in the Bible. It's not in the book of Esther. It's nowhere in there. So the niggas say, well, you know, time proven that, you know, through thorough research, that the reason why God wasn't mentioned in the Bible, I said, that doesn't even fucking matter. God ain't in the fucking book of Esther. That's all I was just saying. I don't give a fuck who came out later to try to prove the point, because we know Esther. We know that Esther is Astartes. Esther is no different than saying astrology or the stars. Esther is in heaven. We already know that. I ain't tell that motherfucker that shit because I'm on the Black Conservative show. You got to watch what you say on the Black Conservative show. But anyway, But he just kept saying that, you know, they came out later and wanted to justify why God was not mentioned in the book of Esther. So then he come at me, and mind you, I said, listen, I stay in the Bible. I don't stay outside of the Bible. I don't give a fuck who said what and wrote what and what finding was what. But in that goddamn book, that motherfucking word ain't in there, in the book of Esther. So he said, so are you saying that Esther is God? Because I heard you say that the woman is God. So are you saying that Esther is God? I said, well, according to the Bible, in Psalms 82, verse 6, it says, ye are all gods. So according to that Bible, right, the answer is yes.
Okay. Sure.
So they want to have me on the show today.
Of course.
The debate with these niggas, but I know that motherfucking book from the back of my ass, and I take pictures of the back of my ass so I can know the back of my ass. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But
the discussion on BA show today.
Black conservative, yeah. He wants me on today to discuss this Esther shit. And the only reason why they want me on that shit, unbeknown to everybody else, because BC, black conservative, you know, he's either a Shriner or a fucking Mason. And because you're dealing with the Eastern Stars. And for me to mention Esther, you know, you already know Eastern Stars. You already know what the fuck the science behind the Eastern Stars is.
Yeah, I know it well.
So they want to hear, you know, what the fuck I got to say on that, but I'm sticking to the Bible. Because that's where we're going to dance at. The same way, you know, your boy came on with that shit, Queen of Fami. The same way, Elohim, you fuck, see, I called him your boy, right?
Yeah.
I passed him on to your ass. You say, well, your boy came on. You know, you can't bring out the Bible, nigga, and we got to stay in that motherfucker.
Right.
But and everybody wants to go outside the Bible once they ask you about the fucking Bible or throw the Bible at you and think that you can't motherfucking open that bitch up and pick it and pull it apart. Then they want to go out to science and go out to goddamn new discoveries. No, nigga, let's stay in the Bible, bitch. That's what you brought to the table.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to dance, but they want to bring the fucking record, but don't want you to play it.
That's par for the course, though. You know, that's how niggas do. You know, so you got to be able
and
to
And I think that the Bible is a great tool to teach people. You know, it's just a book. You know, it's a great book to teach people, you know, to teach people certain goddamn things about, you know, the different characters. Because, yes, there is a time that we're Job. There is a time that we're tested when things are taken away. How will we stand on our square? Are we still loyal to the same one that gave it to us?
Right.
Should we still be loyal? You know, and that helps.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hell, we can take the goddamn Cinderella goddamn story and see ourselves in one of them motherfucking characters. We can take any fucking thing and see ourselves in that shit. You got a whole bunch of niggas think they Neo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got fucking niggas believing that they Neo in the Matrix.
Right.
And somebody is Morpheus. You know what I mean? Shit. Yeah, we can put ourselves in every goddamn story. We do it all the time. It was some of y'all wanted to be Lois Lane. I just wanted to be Superman Mama.
Through that.
The bitch that talks through the crystal, not the stepmama. I want to walk through the mother. I want to be holographic projected and shit. You know, we can see ourselves in every goddamn book.
Right, absolutely, man. That's why I say it's all about the outcome and shit, man, to the individual person. You know, when at the end of the day, that's what it all boils down to. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know. So, Don, I swear you're a good teacher, man. I swear, God, it's just, you know, you put it in a way that, you know, for those of us who really tapping into the term I like to use is common sense, but it ain't so fucking common, I've discovered. But, you know, you put it in a way that a motherfucker can't deny it unless they just in rank denial. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You're right.
you know.
Unless the only reason why they denying it, maybe because it's just you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just coming from you, so ain't no way in hell I'm going to accept that.
Exactly. Girl, tell me about it. I've just seen motherfuckers operate like that.
Yep, me too.
Absolutely.
And let a motherfucker tell them, another somebody tell them the same goddamn thing, they believe that. They believe it because it's them.
Exactly. I haven't seen that manifest.
Because they like them, but they don't like you, so what that shit you saying, ain't going to fly.
Exactly. I haven't seen that shit happen.
I haven't seen motherfuckers really miss out on some good shit because they didn't like the motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, and defame somebody's character.
Girl,
exactly.
Man, I was just about to go in it, Lioness. You know it.
That's
I was just
right.
about to go in it, Fire.
You know we went hard yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Huh?
We went hard yesterday, didn't we?
Hell yeah. Shit. You know we did. I didn't hear what they were saying, but I felt what you was typing. And that shit
that
ain't right
deep.
To run your mouth about some shit you don't motherfucking know.
That was deep, but that seems to be the new trend. I don't get it. I don't understand it. They just pull shit out their ass.
Mm-hmm.
And these young people who don't know any better, they take it as the truth.
They're the new choir.
Yep.
They're the new congregation.
Yep.
They are the new Christians. You know, listen to the preacher, even if he's right or fucking wrong. But say he's right. Agree to that shit. Why? Because you're scared that you're not going to make it in the past. Let me tell you something. I don't understand why these motherfuckers are telling motherfuckers really not to be productive. I don't get that shit. I don't get shit like that. But you will fucking slander a motherfucker that was productive, whether they're alive or dead, and then you tell these motherfuckers that are living to not to be productive? I don't get that shit.
Yeah, they killing heroes. They killing the people who did produce something. It may not have fulfilled.
I mean, I've done it to Martin Luther King. I done pulled that nigga off the fucking grave, stepped on him, digged his ass up and spit on him and shitted on him and then put him back under the ground and all that shit. I'm guilty of that shit.
Me too, I'm guilty.
Only because he fucked my family up. That's all. And I have a reason for that. Now, the Black Panthers, I cannot say that they fucked my family up. I cannot say that. That's why I don't have that shit against Huey P. Newton, you know, H-Rap Brown. And I love H-Rap Brown, and what they did to him was fucking wrong.
But see, God, see, the Panthers is made up of a whole lot of people. See, it's people who do fucked up shit, not the ideology of the organization itself. It's the people in it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
and Huey P. didn't, I mean, I know it. I mean, I'm living proof of Dr. York. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was pissed. It hates Dr. York because a whole bunch of niggas fucked him. And it wasn't Dr. York.
Exactly.
You know, a whole bunch of motherfuckers robbed people in the name of Dr. York, and they hate
Dr.
York.
Exactly.
A whole motherfuckers, they sugarcoated the shit that Dr. York said, and now a whole bunch of motherfuckers say Dr. York shit ain't right and exact.
Right.
I mean, I done watched motherfuckers get, but if you don't know the motherfucker, shut the fuck up. If you don't know the person, shut the fuck up. You get mad at a motherfucker because he built the house the way he wanted it built and you say the shit was flawed. Nigga, you build a motherfucking house, nigga.
Right.
You get mad at a nigga because he wrote a fucking Bible for us, a holy tablet, and you say that the information in it ain't right? Nigga, the nigga gave us a book for ourselves, nigga. He gave us, then you write a book about the beginning of the fucking planet.
Right.
Let me hear you
write one.
And you put pictures in that motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? You get mad because a nigga built the house the way it needed to be at the time for us, and you find fault in that shit? Nigga, you build the fucking house, nigga.
Right.
And a lot of these motherfuckers that's talking that shit, Queen and Fire Linus, are the ones that ain't got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out.
Right.
And ain't never done shit and ain't gonna do shit but
talk. Ain't gonna do right, exactly.
And blog talk is motherfucking free.
Right.
That's the fucked up shit about it, so niggas, you shut the fuck up.
Right.
Blog talk is free, nigga, to some of you motherfuckers, but I pay my bill.
You pay for blog talk?
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I got the premium.
Well, your ass could be on 4 hours then. Shit, what you talking about? How you lose your switchboard and shit?
I'm listen,
well,
that's IT, technical issue. I ain't in control of that. There's no difference if nature knocks off the power light and I paid my power for the whole month.
Shit, I'm a non-paying motherfucker, and that happened to me. God damn.
But as it's no difference. I mean, it's just no difference. You know, I mean, we can't trust that the computer. I mean, shit, when you ain't on Blog Talk, your shit fucks up. So shit.
<That's true. laughs>
And you paying, you know, an internet server.
I'd be like, refund, motherfucker, refund.
But you know, but these niggas ain't got. I mean, they ain't got a fucking platform. They want to rip everybody else that have done something. You know, something great for those people at that time. But these niggas ain't giving them shit. I'm tired of hearing niggas talk about Farrakhan. I'm tired of hearing them defame Farrakhan. I'm tired of hearing that shit.
Right.
And at the same time, you tell motherfuckers to not to be productive. That's what you telling motherfuckers. You telling motherfuckers to get out in the street and knock on doors like the fucking Mormons and the Jehovah Witnesses and tell them what, nigga? To stop barbecuing. I mean, it's shit like that I don't fucking get. You know, that's called controlling fucking you to kind of control a motherfucker. You think that, and then you say people need knowledge of self. The knowledge of self is not somebody else's history. The knowledge of self is the history of your bloodline.
Come on now. Come on.
It ain't. I don't need to know about Martin Luther King or Marcus Garvey. And mind you, where the fuck is his family at? He have children? Where's the Marcus Garvey family? Why are they not successors? Why is it a whole bunch of strangers?
Right.
Where's Noble Drew Ali family?
Right.
Did they not plant seeds on this bitch? Where's a whole bunch of strangers?
Come on now.
Woo. And then get mad and call a motherfucker that is productive. You know, a house nigga that went and got an education, all
right,
and never, and then get pissed. I call him a house nigga because he ain't came back to motherfucking help their ass.
Right.
Are you fucking serious?
They serious. Too.
And the crowd says amen on that. Are you fucking serious?
Huh.
Yeah, that's a house nigga like a motherfucker because they ain't came back and did shit for us. Did any of you motherfuckers in the community went door to door and said, we're trying to send little Ray Ray to fucking college. How much you got? How much you got? How much you got?
Right.
So that little Ray Ray nigga did it on his motherfucking own with his own fucking support system, and this nigga supposed to come down and do what for you, nigga?
Come on now.
And that's a house nigga? Then I ask the question, what the fuck is a field nigga? A field nigga's the one that fights. Fight what?
Okay.
Fight the house nigga, huh? Fight a nigga that done made it out of that field. Ain't that a bitch? Because they damn sure ain't fighting the damn white man. You fighting a nigga that done made it out of a fucking war zone and survived? Are you fucking serious?
They very serious.
And that's a house nigga? I'm raising all my children to be house niggas then. Because I don't want them to look back at no motherfucking field of goddamn cotton.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of niggas that's just fighting the air.
Dawn, and every time I say bloodline, they act like I ain't said shit. This is bloodline. You can't just attach yourself.
Build on it real quick. I got 5 minutes. What you mean?
My problem is they've got this new thing going out here where they say that they just, you know, I guess we all want to be indigenous now. And I don't want my family to have been kidnapped Africans. I want to have been here in America.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that.
Which means nothing
because
to
some
me.
Of us are indigenous.
You know, what difference does it make whether you was indigenous or whether you was brought here? We all in the same condition.
There you go.
We are not all in the same condition. We are not. And remember, the word is condition. It's the way your mind has been conditioned. And my mind been conditioned totally goddamn different from other minds. So we cannot be all in the same condition. I use
I
use Dark and Lovely conditioner. What do you use?
Okay. So she talking about collectively, you know, as a people. Because we all, wait a minute, Don. Because we all group in this country. We group. We black people, white people, Indian people, Latino people. So as a group, I think that's what Fire Linus is saying. As a group, looking on the inside of the group, at the group, is that we in this condition as a group. Not as an individual in the group.
And that's no different than the same we, when they consider the house nigga as saying, when the master is sick, they say, we sick, master?
But it's still an enslaved individual.
I have to rebuke that because it's a whole new day and time. It's a new era. If we use we as collectively, then let's use it we and collectively as positive and say that we are all gods and children of the Most High. Then instead of saying that we are all in a fucked up condition, I rebuke that in the name of God.
Okay, I'm not saying we in a fucked up position. What I am saying is that what I see is black people trying to set up classes. You know what I'm saying? You got this class, and then you got that class. We're like trying to separate ourselves into little compartments.
Yeah, because you're right, and it depends on where your mental, you know, where your mental level is, where your mentality is. You know, it depends. See, my mentality is not in any compartment. I just go in and out. You know, I'm not in any. I can go in black conservative and be a conservative and go to pundit and be a motherfucking liberal.
Okay.
I can go to nigga shit and be an African holistic black power broad and come into a Christian show and speak the fucking Bible. I ain't in no compartment.
Okay, now check this out, Don. If I attach myself to the new more,
I hate when this, you know, Fryline, this shit is about to hang up on us. We got like 1 minute, but go ahead. And if not, I would love for us to finish this in a new day so we can overstand what you're saying because they're about to cut us off.
The Moors are now I don't know whether they the house niggas, and everybody who ain't a Moor is the other niggas. So that's the new thing. That's the new thing. You either indigenous or you ain't. And I'm saying it's a bloodline. I can't attach myself if that's not my blood. Everybody wasn't that.
Right.
That's my point. I can't just wake up in the morning and say I'm a Moor.
Right, exactly. You always
are you? What are you before we hang up?
You are what you say you are.
What is your bloodline?
Yeah, what you claiming?
I'm alive.
Okay, there you go. That's it. I'm alive. I'm here.
I'm alive, motherfucker!
That's what Fire Linus is saying. I understand totally what Fire Linus is saying. You know, because at the end of the day, you are who you say you are. You align with who you say you aligning with. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So it still boils down to you making choices at the end of the day.
You're right, and I'm going
to
do my best.
I am what I am.
Right.
That's what I am.
No labels, no identity. I love y'all, man. I see y'all in a new day. Have an awarding day.
All right, peace.
I've been gone for too long. Think it's time to bring it.